Here's an audio test for microphone number one between the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats. Here's an audio test for microphone number one for the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats. Here is one more test with the microphone number one. Getting loud on microphone number one. We have now transitioned to microphone number two. Microphone number two, testing once again. What about now for microphone number two? We welcome you back to the other side of our four-day All-Star break as the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats renew the battle of 460 in this short three-game series spanning from Friday all the way up till Sunday. And it's been a tight series so far this season between the Red Sox and the Hillcats, and we are in store for what should be another great matchup today at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the 43-44 Lynchburg Hillcats against the 46-41 Salem Red Sox, and we're almost minutes away from first pitch in this three-game set. The center fielder number one, Jake Fox, will lead things off for the Hillcats, followed by the right fielder number 34, Jorge Burgos. The left fielder number 22, Isaiah Green, bats third, while the Hillcats' designated hitter and number 46, Junior Sancantin, bats the cleanup spot. The first base number 27, Will Barlett, bats fifth, while the shortstop number 4, Carson Tucker, bats 6. Third base number 2, Dayan Frias, bats 7th, while the catcher number 13, Richard Paz, bats 8th. And then rounding up the order, it's the second baseman, number 10, Yordes Valdez, for the Lynchburg Killcats. Getting the start on the mound today, it's number 34, right-handed pitcher Angel Bastardo, who will get things going on the other side of this All-Star break. A 2-1 record on the season for the Red Sox. He is now making his 16th start for Salem with a 3.51 ERA in 2022. He's pitched 59 innings so far this year, allowing 55 hits and 23 earned runs. He has walked 31 batters and has struck out 59, and the opponent's batting average this season has been 250 against opposing batters. Well, they've played 21 games this season, the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats, and right now the Red Sox have a little bit of an advantage. 11 wins compared to the Hillcats 10, and the last three games of the year are on this weekend. First pitch is underway at 7:06 p.m. A chopper down the first baseline goes foul from Jake Fox, and we are underway on the other side of this four-day rest. The players surely seemed happy to have a little bit of time off, but back to baseball today as Fox pops up the 0-1 pitch towards the left side, and it will go into the seats for strike number 2. The Salem Red Sox today are rocking their San Bernardino de Salem jersey, which is the red uniform with the dark blue sleeves. You have the white lettering on the front that reads off San Bernardino de Salem, and on the back you have the white numbering. 0-2 pitch from Bastardo, and Fox will slap this up to the left side, right into the glove of Marcelo Mayo, who steps into the throw in first in time, just like normal. No sloppiness on the other side of the break, and they get a 6-3 ground out to start off the contest for out number 1. Well, for those that are just tuning in, it is the start of this 3-game series. So the start of tonight's game, 0-0 between the Hillcats and the Red Sox so far. So now Jorge Burgos, another left-handed batter, gets up to the plate and watches a fastball miss inside at 94 miles per hour. Along with that uniform that the Salem Red Sox have, they also have a unique ball cap today as well. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Burgos. This misses outside, and the count actually goes now to 2-0. It is a red face cap with the San Bernardino de Salem dog on the front of it, a blue bill, a white back, and a red front of the cap. Here's the 2-0 pitch by Bastardo, and it'll be taken upstairs by Burgos for ball 3. They're rocking the white baseball pants as well with the uniform today. The Lynchburg Killcats all unisoned in one color, a light gray for the jersey and the pants. It's the 3-0 pitch, a called strike 1 on the inside half at 92 miles per hour. They have the green numbering across the front of the uniform. And when I say that, I mean lettering, as it reads Hillcats across the front. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and Burgos will take this one low and inside for ball number 4. And Jorge Burgos is the first base runner of the day for Lynchburg. He gets on with a 5-pitch walk. So you take a look at Burgos and the Lynchburg Hillcats. You see the green numbering on the back of the uniform and the green lettering on the front. Gray baseball pants, gray baseball jersey. For the visiting Hillcats side, they got their first base run of the contest with one away in the top of the first in this scoreless game. Check swing by Isaiah Green, but it was a called strike 1 regardless from our home plate umpire today and Brian Loss. Shea Graham, our base path umpire today. New crew, haven't seen these guys come down to Salem this season, but had a big series today as the 0-1 pitch just misses off the plate for ball number 1. 325 to the left field wall, 325 to the right field wall. 4-1 to straightaway center here in the mentions of Salem Memorial Ballpark. 1-1's the count with one away in a 0-0 game. Bastardo fires away, and this has popped up foul right over the netting and just to our left of the press box. Well, it is a hot night here in Salem, Virginia. We are still in the 90s, 92 degrees right now. Mostly sunny skies, not much wind either. On this Friday night, 1-2 pitch as we hit towards the right side. It gets through for the game's first base hit out towards right field. It's scooped up by Eduardo Lopez. The throw comes in to Meyer, and the Hillcats have runners at first and second with one away in the top of the first. So Green delivers the game's first base hit, and the Hillcats left fielder is able to move the first Lynchburg runner into scoring position. So we drop down to the cleanup part of the order. It is Junior Sancantin, designated hitter that has not played against the Salem Red Sox this season at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Swings on the first pitch, and he misses for strike number one. DH tonight for Lynchburg, a 195 batting average with two home runs and 19 RBIs for the Lynchburg side. Shade starting to come in from the right field side, creeping over to that first base side as the 0-1 pitch, a breaking ball, misses upstairs for ball number one. 1-1 count with one out, and Hipostar on the mound today. Meanwhile, the Salem Red Sox defense, Brian Gonzalez out in left field, Carson Simas at center field, and Eduardo Lopez out in right field. Here's the 1-1 pitch by Bastardo. Fastball inside. It misses for ball two. Meanwhile, for the infield, Edison Paulino at third base tonight. Marcelo Meyer at shortstop. Brayer Bonassi at second base. Blaze Jordan at first. Behind the dish tonight for the Salem Red Sox, it's Gilberto Mexicano. It's a 2-1 count to Sancantin. Bastardo fires away. Sancantin will watch it go upstairs as it misses for ball number three. So a hitter's pitch coming up for Sancantin, and the at-bat awaiting us, possibly with Will Barlett, is going to be quite interesting as he awaits on deck. Number 27 for Lynchburg, looking for his first plate appearance of the day. 3-1 count, pitch away, and this one is a fastball that catches the zone at 92, just tucked underneath the letters of the batter of Sincantine, and the count will read full. 0-0 ball game, but that can change in a matter of minutes. With runners on first and second for the Hillcats in the top of the first. Pitch on the way. This is slapped towards Brayer Bonassi. Scooped up, thrown to Meyer for one. Back over to Jordan at first for two. It's a 4-6-3 double play. And the Salem Red Sox escape the top of the first inning. It remains 0-0 between Lynchburg and Salem. Our first look at the Red Sox offense when we come back after this break on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the first inning, a scoreless game between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox. But our first look at the Salem offense today. Reed Johnson on the mound for the Lynchburg Hillcats. And we'll give you a really interesting rundown of Johnson's season as he fires the first pitch into the zone for a called strike number one against Paulino. We'll actually run down the Salem Red Sox batting order first. Third base number nine, Edison Paulino, leading things off. The 0-1 pitch misses upstairs for ball number one. Followed by second baseman number 19, Brayer Bonassi, who is on deck. Hitting third in the order, it's shortstop number 10, Marcelo Meyer. Batting cleanup, it's the first baseman in Blaze Jordan. 1-1 pitch to lefty Paulino. He slapped this one up just over to our left for strike number two. Designated hitter tonight for the Red Sox, it's number 14, Tyler Miller, while right fielder number 15, Eduardo Lopez, bats six in the order. We'll get the bottom three right after this 1-2 pitch to Paulino. This was slapped up the middle of the field. Tough play for the second baseman, but it squirts through to center field for a leadoff single. And Edison Paulino collects Salem's first hit of the night. And there's a runner on first with nobody away. good speed and a better location, as a backhand attempt by Valdez was just not enough to get Paulino's grounder, so he gets aboard safely with that leadoff single. So now Bringer Bonassi at the plate, switch hitter for the Salem Red Sox in the left-handed batter's box in his first at-bat of the night. Paulino takes off, pitch upstairs for ball one, throw down to second. The tag is not in time as Paulino keeps his left hand on second base, and only took one pitch for Paulino to move in scoring position for the Red Sox. It was a good jump by Paulino and a splendid throw from Richard Paz, but the shortstop in Tucker just could never lay it down on Paulino in time. So a 1-0 count for Bringer Bonassi. As Reed Johnson takes a look at second, fires away. Bonassi right at the middle. It gets over Tucker's head into center field for a base hit. Paulino holds at third. Now on first base is Bonassi, and the Red Sox will have runners on the corners with nobody out and Marcelo Meyer coming to the plate. A pair of singles for number one and number two in the order. Rest of the order for the Salem Red Sox, it's a catcher number 13, Gilberto Mexicano, followed by a left fielder number 28, Brian Gonzalez, and then center fielder number 16, Carson Simas, rounds out the order for the Salem Red Sox. But now it's Marcelo Meyer's time at the plate. Edison Paulino moved to third base after that Bringer Bonassi single. So runners at first and third for the Salem Red Sox, as Johnson will have a pickoff attempt back at first, but Bartlett's tag is not made on time on the base runner of Bonassi. So nobody out in the bottom of the first, a 0-0 ball game, but the Red Sox looking to strike first in the contest. Here's the first pitch to Meyer, a fastball called strike number one on the outside corner. Well, Reed Johnson this season has a 1-5 win-loss record. So the first thing you think is, ugh, not that great, right? But these last few starts by Reed Johnson have been something that worth note-taking of. An 0-1 count to Marcelo Meyer. Bonassi steals. Meyer, the swing, and a miss. Throw down to second, not in time. And Tucker has no attempt back at home as Edison Paulino on the double steal scores from third. And Salem strikes first in the contest. It's the Red Sox 1. It's the Hillcats 0. We have seen this play before. The Luke Mons double steal with runners on the corners. The runner from first takes off first towards second. And then after the throw is down towards second, you have the runner from third come home safely as Meyer will pop up the 0-2 pitch deep out towards right field, looking up, looking back, and this baseball will go off the wall. Bonassi had a hold at second, but now he gets the green light towards home. Meyer in the third. Bonassi scores. It's an RBI triple for Marcelo Meyer, and the Salem Red Sox double up their lead. It's 2-0. Well, not every day that Marcelo Meyer picks up a triple, but a loud drive towards right center field. It looked as if it might have been able to exit the ballpark, but it pangs off the Chick-fil-A Salem sign right underneath the scoreboard out in right center field, and the Red Sox offense is booming in the opening inning as they now have a 2-0 lead, and the first three batters of the game all get on with the base hit. Now first pitch to Blaze Jordan, and this is an off-speed that Jordan will swing and miss on for strike number one. But the reason why Reed Johnson should be a pitcher that we should still watch out for, his last two starts, he has gotten a combined 21 strikeouts. I know, pretty remarkable, right? As the 0-1 pitch by Jordan has popped up towards the right side. He had 10 strikeouts against the Fredericksburg Nationals earlier in the month, and then his last start came against the Charleston Riverdogs, one of the top teams in the Carolina League from April until now. Got 11 punchouts against the Riverdogs side. So should still be a pitcher we should watch out for in the later contest. 0-2 pitch to Jordan, called strike three on the outside half, and Jordan is retired at the plate for out number one. Well, Johnson's able to get that first out, and it collects his first punchout of the night. Got Jordan on the outside of the plate. And a tough call for a three-pitch at-bat for Blaze Jordan. Marcelo Meyer still at third base for the Red Sox after that RBI triple to make it a 2-0 lead. And now we have designated hitter Tyler Miller at the plate. First pitch will swing and miss on the breaking ball for strike number one. So the task at hand is to bring Meyer home from third. And he's only 90 feet away, but this becomes a high-octane situation for the Hillcats indeed. Make sure nothing gets past the catcher Richard Paz as the 0-1 pitch is off the plate for ball number one. We'll get you the Lynchburg Hill Cats defense now. Isaiah Green out in left field. Jake Fox at center field. Jorge Burgos out in right field for Lynchburg. It's a 1-1 count with one away and a 2-0 Salem Red Sox lead. Here's the pitch to Miller. A swing and a foul tip straight back towards the screen for strike number two. Deon Frias at third base. Carson Tucker at shortstop. Yordiz Valdez at second base. And Will Bartlett at first base. Richard Paz, the catcher tonight for Lynchburg. And we've already said his name a few times, but one more wouldn't hurt. Reed Johnson getting the start for Lynchburg on this Friday night. It's a 1-2 count for Tyler Miller. Johnson with a deep breath, kick, and a delivery. Miller will slap this one up towards the right side. It's off the glove of Valdez. A throw for the first is not in time. It spit off the glove of Valdez, and Carson Tucker still could try to make a throw to first, but Miller's speed is able to get there in time, and Marcelo Meyer scores from third base to make it a Salem Red Sox 3-0 lead in the bottom half of the first inning. What a start by the Red Sox. Three runs in the first inning, and only one batter has been retired. It's an error against Yordiz Valdez as the official scoring here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, but Miller will take it any way he can get it. So he's at first base, and now Eduardo Lopez at the plate will take the first pitch low and inside for ball number one. Lopez, a switch hitter just like Brandon Bonassi, is in the left-handed batter's box to start off the contest. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Lopez, and it's just upstairs for ball number two. Will Bartlett holding on to the bag right now for the Lynchburg Hillcats. On any pickoff attempts back towards Miller, would be made. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Lopez, and this is another fastball that misses low, and suddenly the count is 3-0 towards Eduardo Lopez. So we've been talking about Reed Johnson's brilliant performances in his last few outings, but this is a tough start for the Lynchburg right-handed pitcher. He's already given up three runs, three base hits, and we're only in the first as Lopez will watch the 3-0 pitch go right down Broadway for the called strike number one. These teams will only meet 9 times in the second half of the season after meeting each other 15 times in the first half of the year. As here's a 3-1 pitch on the way to Lopez. He will rocket this one out towards right field, but moving back and making the grab is Burgos for out number two, and Miller will jog back towards first base, so no advancement from the Salem designated hitter. So the Hillcats finally have 2 outs on the inning, and now it's Gilberto Mexicano's time to shine at the plate. The 7th batter in the order. And the catcher will watch the first pitch break into the zone for a called strike number one. Well, Mexicano is a great hitting catcher for the Salem Red Sox side. 278 on the season, 4 home runs, 24 RBIs. Not bad for a catcher who really wasn't in the lineup all too much at the beginning. Miller takes off as Mexicano will foul off the 0-1 pitch. Comes off the glove of Richard Paz, so Miller will have to retreat back towards first. This is where Mexicano usually is in the order. Down the bottom half of it. Round 5 through 7 is Mexicano's territory. Today at 7, ahead of Brian Gonzalez and Carson Simas in the lineup. It's an 0-2 count. Miller at first. He doesn't take off as Mexicano will swing and miss for strike number three. And Reed Johnson collects the second punch out of the inning. But this bottom half of the first was all Salem Red Sox. 3 runs as Paulino, Bonassi, Meyer all started off us hot for the offensive side for the Salem Red Sox. So a 3-0 lead for Salem. We'll see what Lynchburg's able to respond in the top of the second when we come back after the break. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the top of the second inning, and the Salem Red Sox lead 2-0 as their first pitch of the inning from Angel Bastardo will catch the outside edge of the plate, where it called strike number one. Will Barlett, Carson Tucker, Dan Frias all to bat for Lynchburg here in the second inning. Bastardo back out for another inning of work, fires a pitch that swung on and missed by Bartlett for strike number two. 227 on the season for the Hillcats, a couple of home runs and 25 RBIs. Out at first base today for the Hillcats. Here's the 0-2 pitch by Bastardo, and this one misses low and away for ball number one. So over the next nine games, the Salem Red Sox will play against North Division foes. Three against the Lynchburg Hillcats at home, followed by the last road trip up to Fredericksburg, Virginia for a six-game series against the Nationals as the 1-2 pitch is low into the dirt for ball number two. And then after that, a ton of South Division opponents. Fayetteville, Kannapolis, and then we'll break for Delmarva, and then followed up with another long road trip against Columbia and Augusta. 2-2 pitch spikes in front of home plate, and it hit Gilberto Mexicano in the body, and the Salem catcher in a little bit of pain as we have the home plate umpire and Brian Lewis walk up after that. Here's the pitch from Bastardo on the 2-2 count. Hops up, and it grabs that right forearm. Tough break for Mexicano. Not much protection on the forearm, especially in his throwing arm as well. So very nice of Brian Laws to give Gilberto Mexicano his time behind the plate. But now a 3-2 count comes up for Will Barlett. Full count pitch is fired away, and Barlett will shoot this straight back over the netting. And we will stay at a 3-2 count. Didn't get to catch a visual on it, but apparently there was a spectacular grab from a fan. Great use of the hands. 3-2 pitch to Barlett, and this one's upstairs. And Bastardo let an at-bat get away from him. For the next five pitches after going down to an 0-2 count, and Barlett gets the free pass towards first. So second walk given up by Bastardo on the evening. He did so against Jorge Burgos back in the first inning. So the leadoff batter aboard with the walk, and now the shortstop of Carson Tucker makes his way to the plate. The shortstop will watch the first pitch go down the middle for a called strike number one, and Tucker hasn't really played all that too much for Lynchburg this season, a 135 batting average with no home runs and four RBIs. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and Tucker will foul this in towards the screen for strike number two. Younger brother of Kyle Tucker, who currently plays on the Pittsburgh Pirates. And Carson trying to make the most of his time here in Lynchburg. But he hasn't played all too much for this Hillcats side. 0-2 pitch by Bastardo, and Tucker will pop this straight up over the screen and back towards our area. And it will keep the count at 0-2. Been on the 7-day injury list a few times this season. Only has 52 at-bats. His OPS is a .451, so the former first-round selection looking to try to make something happen here. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and the ball will get away from Mexicano, and Will Barlett takes off towards second as he rounds the bag, but will halt at second, and Barlett's into scoring position as the 0-2 pitch slid underneath the leg of Roberto Mexicano. So 1-2 count now for Angel Bastardo, who has had a difficult time trying to find strike number three in this inning. Back-to-back at-bats get down to an 0-2 count, but Bastardo has yet to retire one since. Barlett takes off towards third, and this pitch will go wide for ball number two. Once again, Bastardo not able to find the glove of Gilbert Mexicano, and Barlett was well off towards third, and over the matter of two pitches, Barlett moves from one corner to the next. So Lynchburg's first baseman is 90 feet away to try to cut into this deficit. It's the Salem Red Sox 3. It's Lynchburg Hillcats 0 in the top of the second inning. Here's the 2-2 count. Bastardo with a deep breath kick and a delivery. And this is batted foul by Tucker towards the netting and will stay at 2-2. Good at bat here from Tucker, staying alive. It's only the 19th game of the season for Carson Tucker. Extra base hits, he only has one this season. It was a double earlier on in 2022. So a 2-2 count. We'll try it again. Bastardo fires away. Tucker will swing and miss as it's into the glove of Gilberto Mexicano for Angel Bastardo's first punch out of the night. Foul tipped off the end of the barrel by Carson Tucker, and then Mexicano makes a splendid grab and had it had the look of Brian Laws to make sure that the glove was able to make the catch. So now Dan Frias at the plate. First pitch spikes in front of home plate, but a good block by Mexicano keeps it in front of him and holds Barlett at third. So Lynchburg will move down the order as they try to get that runner at third base home. And Dan Frias has 32 RBIs this season for Lynchburg. One of the best on the team in that category. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and this is batted foul into the netting for strike number one. Take a look at the RBI count right now. 32 has him somewhere up in the top five. Team leader right now in the RBI categories is Jorge Burgos, who has 45 for the crew. Valdez, who number nine in the order, has 40. At second best on the Lynchburg side. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and this is put up towards the middle, and it will squeeze through for a base hit. Will Barlett will score from third, and into first base is Dayan Frias. An RBI single gets the Hillcats on the board. It's Salem 3. It is Lynchburg 1. Very similar to the base hit that we saw with Edison Paulino. Just one hit up towards the middle, but over towards the right side, but a little bit too far away from the second baseman, and Brainerd Bonassi had no play on that ball. So pitching coach Nick Green will jog out and talk with Mexicano and Bastardo. Talk with the battery a little bit. Maybe it hasn't been the greatest start to the inning for Bastardo. Although he was able to get the strikeout on Carson Tucker, he did walk Will Barlett and now has given up his second base hit of the day. So Brian Laws comes in and breaks everything up and sends Nick Green back towards the dugout. And we continue on as we roll on to Richard Paz, the catcher, number eight of the order for the Hillcats. A 229 hitter this year, 32 RBIs as well. He now trails Dayan Frias by one, who just picked up his 33rd RBI of the season with that single in his last at-bat. First pitch to Paz is a fastball that misses upstairs at 93 for ball number one. Well, the Salem Red Sox win one game this weekend. They at least clinch a tied season series against Lynchburg, as this is home to the right side. Bonassi can't get a glove on it as it makes its way out towards shallow right field, and the throw back towards first is not in time. An opportunity for a 4-6-3 double play just missed out by Bonassi. They were able to turn it in the first inning, but in the second, Bonassi was just a little bit too ahead. He had it in the glove and positioned his body towards second base, but he never had great control of the baseball in the glove, and it ricocheted off, and so no transfer from Bonassi, and no throw came towards second. So Frias is now in scoring position, and Richard Paz is at first base. An E4 against Bonassi, and now Yordes Valdez will foul the first pitch right by Jake Fox in the on-deck circle. So through the beginning part of this game, pretty even. When you look at base hits and you look at errors, both second basemans, Brainerd Bonassi and Yordes Valdez have created air so far today, as the 0-1 pitch will fall in the zone for a called strike number two. So now it is the second best RBI hitter for the Lynchburg Hillcats, 40 this year with a .246 batting average for Valdez with a pair of home runs. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and Valdez will slap this down the left side. Brian Gonzalez hustling to the line. He will lay out and can't make the grab as it falls in foul territory and will stay at an 0-2 count. Tough play for Brian Gonzalez. He went feet first instead of head first, and I think if there was actually more of a diving attempt from Gonzalez, he might have had a better play on the baseball. That would have been a ridiculously tough play for the Red Sox left fielder. So it falls in foul territory, and we'll stay at an 0-2 count. And Valdez is able to take a sigh of relief as he saw Gonzalez come oh so close at ending his first plate appearance. Here's the 0-2 pitch. This is slapped down the right field side. He will fall for a base hit just on the left side of the line. It will roll all the way to the wall. Scoring from second is Frias. Attempting to score from first is going to be Richard Paz, and he slides in safe. It is a new ball game at Salem Memorial Ballpark with a two RBI double by Yordes Valdez. And it's 3-3 between Lynchburg and Salem. It was a play to plate. It was a good throw from Bringer Benassi out in shallow right field towards home for Gilberto Mexicano. And Paz may have had not the most stylish slide towards home, but it was good enough to score. And we'll check out the replay. Look, puts a left hand in and beats out the tag. Catcher v. catcher at the plate, but the offensive catcher is able to win the battle as Richard Paz slides in safe. So back to the top of the order we go with Jake Fox for a called strike number one. And Lynchburg, who gave up three runs in the bottom half of the first inning, looking at an uphill battle to climb, but they're able to erase that three-run deficit in the very next half inning with three runs of their own here in the top of the second. Fox is called for strike number two on the outside half, and now the leadoff batter is down 0-2 in the counts. Back in the first inning, Fox grounded out to Marcelo Meyer for that game's first out. 0-2 pitch coming up. Fox checks swing, and it's going to be called swing through by Jake Fox, by Brian Loss. And Lynchburg's number one is retired at the plate as Bastardo picks up the second punch out of the inning and is able to disrupt this three straight on-base appearances by the 7-8-9 part of the order. So Fox drops to 0-2 of the day, and now Jorge Burgos, 272 hitter, was walked his last time up, and the first pitch goes low for ball number one. We're just talking about how good Yordes Valdez was with the RBI total. He gave it number 41 and now number 42 on the season. And Burgos, 45 for this Hillcats side. 1-0 pitch by Bastardo, and the fastball missed low for ball number two. So both teams now with three runs, three hits, and one error. And a ton of offense in the early going of this Friday night duel between the Salem Red Sox and Lynchburg Hillcats. Red Sox score three runs in the bottom of the first inning, and the Hillcats have, for the time being, have scored three runs here in the top of the second. 2-0 pitch to Burgos is a fastball that misses inside, and the count now goes to 3-0. And it hasn't taken much time, but the left field bullpen, which is home with the Salem Red Sox relief crew, is already underway. Don't know how much longer Angel Bastardo will have on the mound. Here's the 3-0 pitch and fastball high and inside for ball number four. And it's a four-pitch walk to Jorge Burgos. And he'll get the free pass towards first. And just when we mentioned it, Luke Mons making his trek out towards the mound. And he points out to left field. So Angel Bastardo's day is done in the top of the second inning. Runners at first and second for the Lynchburg Hillcats. It's Valdez at second. It's Burgos at first, and due up next is Isaiah Green, as we will have Maceo Campbell come out of the bullpen in left field and try to get the Red Sox out of the second inning. It's 3-3 between Lynchburg and Salem on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Isaiah Green at the plate for the Lynchburg Hillcats as they seek to get their first lead of the day. As Maceo Campbell at the mound, he fires the first pitch and is sent towards the left field side. Brian Gonzalez checking it down, reaches up, and he can't make the grab. It goes over Gonzalez's glove and rolls all the way to the wall. Scoring from second is Yordaz Valdez. Halting at third is Jorge Burgos. And into second base, it's Isaiah Green. And the Hillcats have stormed all the way back and now lead the Salem Red Sox 4-3 in the top of the second. Second base hit of the day for Isaiah Green. He is now 2-of-2. With a single and now a double. And we are almost batting through the order here at the second inning. It's a ninth hitter of the inning for the Hillcats as the designated hitter of number 46, Junior Sancantine, is at the plate. So not a picture-perfect start from Maceo Campbell out of the bullpen. Two away in the inning. First pitch is skied up down the right field side. It might be playable for Blaze Jordan, but it goes all the way to the net and hops over a bit for strike number one. So Blaze Jordan running out of real estate, and we actually had the pleasure of sitting next to Maceo Campbell today. Just the whole interview, had a big smile on his face, one of the nicest individuals. Actually, there's several amazing players on the Salem Red Sox side, but Maceo Campbell, great guy to talk to, graduated from Longwood University, which is up towards Farmville, as it's going to be a fouled ball by Sincantine right into the netting for strike number two. He said about 50 to 60% of the games that he has played at Salem this season, there is a family friend, or just a friend in the stadium, really hoping that one of these days are today, because, hey, he's out on the mound right now, and he's got an 0-2 count against the batter of Sincantine, and the pitch goes low. Mayakano loses it, and it scores past him as scoring from third base is Jorge Burgos. Moving to third, it's Isaiah Green, and make it five runs now for the Hillcats in the top of the second inning as they lead 5-3 over the Salem Red Sox. A fastball that just went a little too low for Mayakano, and the backhand attempt could not be made by the Salem catchers. It squirted all the way back towards the big S right behind home plate. And it's now Hillcats with a two-run lead and a 1-2 counting out for Sincantine. Here's the pitch, and this is spiked in front of home plate. Another block by Mayakano. This one much more successful as it holds Isaiah Green at third base. That would have been a tough sight to see for the Salem Red Sox with two back-to-back pass balls allow a runner to score. But that time, May kind of learned from his mistake in the previous pitch and made a good block. Can the Red Sox get out of this troublesome top of the second inning? 2-2 pitch from Campbell and misses low for ball three, and we'll have a full count coming up. Well, after a red-hot start by the Red Sox, the Hillcats have found a way to not only come back from that three-run deficit, but also extend their lead over the Salem side and one of the highest scoring starts we have seen at Salem this year. Here comes a 3-2 pitch just upstairs for ball four, and Sancantine will get a free pass, and we have batted through the order here in the second inning. Will Barlett will come back up to the plate for the second time this frame. Well, looking down the run through, a big part has been the walks. Three walks this inning given up, and one of them include Will Barlett, who was the leadoff batter for the Hillcats in the top of the second. Now he has runners on the corners, and the first pitch by Campbell is a fastball into the zone for a called strike number one. Barlett was able to score thanks to a Day on Frias single earlier in this inning. And now a 0-1 pitch from Campbell, and Barlett will foul this back into the netting. And the count goes 0-2 for Barlett. So Lynchburg leads 5-3. Isaiah Green is at third base for the Hillcats, and on at first is Sancantine for the first time today. Can Barlett keep the inning going? Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball upstairs. Mayakano's throw down to second, not in time. Throw back towards home. The tag is made in time. The Hillcats try to pull a double steal, but the Salem Red Sox read that like a glove. And the third out of the inning comes home. A good throw down for Mayakano. Bonassi knows what's up. He threw it right back home. And a grade A tag by Mayakano on Isaiah Green, puts an end to the frame, but this was all Lynchburg in the top of the second inning. Five runs to come back from behind and take their first lead of the contest. A two-run lead for Lynchburg. We'll see if they're able to hold on to it as they go into the bottom of the second inning on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. What an offensive start we have had on this Friday night. A Lynchburg 5-3 lead over the Salem Red Sox as we'll have an 8-9-1 par of the order for Salem in the bottom of the second. Brian Gonzalez is his first plate appearance of the day. We'll watch a fastball miss off the plate for ball number one. Gonzalez, the left fielder for the Salem Red Sox today, has been quite busy, especially in that second inning, as he will take the 1-0 pitch for a called strike number one. So we'll have Gonzalez, Simas, and Paulino in the second as the Salem Red Sox trail by two runs to the Lynchburg Hillcats. 1-1 pitch to Gonzalez, fastball upstairs at 91 for ball number two. Now, Reed Johnson probably went to the dugout after that first inning and said, man, I have put my team in a little bit of a hole. But the Hillcats offense said, we got this, Johnson, and put five runs together as Gonzalez will swing and miss on the 2-1 pitch for strike number two. And Johnson probably was the happiest person in the stadium in that first base dugout watching all five runs come across for Lynchburg and now has a two-run advantage. Here's the 2-2 pitch by Johnson, and Gonzalez will foul this into the screen and will roll up the net a bit, and it will stay at a 2-2 count. We mentioned 1-5 this season, but not even that bad of a stat line. His ERA is around the mid-threes as Gonzalez will swing and miss for strike number three. And Reed Johnson starts off the second exactly how he closed the first by getting the Salem Red Sox to strike out swinging. And there's one out here at the bottom of the second. In total, three strikeouts for Reed Johnson, who has really recovered after a tough start. He gave up three base hits to start the game, a single to Paulino, a single to Bonassi, a triple to Meyer. But he's been able to recover, three strikeouts, a pop-up, and only one Salem Red Sox has reached safely since then, and it was an error committed by Yordes Valdez. First pitch to Carson Simas down the middle for a called strike number one. 176 hitter for the Salem Red Sox this season out in center field. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Simas, and a fastball goes upstairs for ball number one. Talking a bit today with Carson as well. Went all the way out to California for that four-day break. A couple of flights to get out there as Simas will swing and miss for strike number two. Got to go down to Southern California. Get to enjoy the beaches, the nice weather of SoCal. 1-2 pitch. Simas slow roll up the first base side. It's scooped up by Barlett. And an underhand toss to Reed Johnson, who covers that first and perfect style for out number two. So we are through our first run of the order for the Salem Red Sox, and it was the top of the order that really stole the show in the early going, and that's exactly who is now back up to the plate with Edison Paulino. Got aboard with that leadoff single back in the first inning. Tries to keep this second inning going. First pitch, a chopper down the first base side. It will bounce foul, and Will Bartlett says, "I got this, Reed Johnson," as he touches first base with his right foot for out number three. Well, a 1-2-3 inning by Reed Johnson, and the Lynchburg Hillcats hold on to their 5-3 lead as we enter the third at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Well, a little bit of deja vu here in the third inning as Will Bartlett will lead things off just like he did in the second, as the first pitch from Maceo Campbell is just below the zone at 92 miles per hour for ball number one. But you know what isn't familiar? The score. It's now Lynchburg 5, it's Salem 3. Last time it was the Red Sox who had the 3-0 edge. Bartlett will shoot up the 1-0 pitch just above home plate. May Connor moving back to the warning track, and he makes the grab for out number one. A much better start to the second, though, or through the third inning for the Red Sox as they're able to get Bartlett to retire for the first time today. Well, this one was a high riser, and May kind of went all the way back towards the dirt, and he didn't know if it was going to land in the netting or not, but May kind of about a few feet away makes the catch for out number one. And let's see how the Red Sox are able to recover after that tough second inning, as Carson Tucker will shoot the first pitch foul down the right field side for strike number one. Well, the good news is for everyone here at the ballpark are loving that shade that is creeping all the way throughout the ballpark. About 70% of the ballpark is covered in a shade right now, as Tucker will take the second pitch inside for ball number one. Struck out swinging his last time up. Shortstop for the Lynchburg Hillcats trying to stay healthy for the rest of the way, as we have about 6 or 7 weeks left of the season, as Tucker will foul the 1-1 pitch down the right field side and right back in the seats it goes for strike number two. A little bit of wind here at Salem, but not much cloud coverage, which is not what you want on a day like today. The good news is, as we go deeper into the night, the cooler it is going to get. 1-2 pitch to Tucker, and it got him looking for the strike three call just above the knees, and the play was made by Maceo Campbell as he's able to punch out Carson Tucker, and two up, two down. Let's watch that pitch over again. Bastardo, just a little bit of framework there from Alberto Mexicano, and Brian Law saw enough to give it the strike three call. So Tucker goes down for the second time today at the plate, first time looking, and now it's Dan Frias who will step up, the left-handed batter, against the right-handed pitcher, Maceo Campbell. First pitch on the way, fastball misses low, and the count goes 1-0. Well, Frias opened up the offensive night for the Hillcats, an RBI single in the second inning, made it a 3-1 Salem Red Sox game, as Frias will take the second pitch off the plate for ball number two. But that was just a start. Frias is at bat, got that Hillcats offense rolling, and a 5-run top of the second as Frias will foul the 2-0 pitch up towards our left, and it lands just to our seats in the general admission area for strike one. A A 2-1 count. Campbell takes a long look in, steps in, fires, and fastball off the plate for ball number three. Frias picked up his 33rd RBI of the season. And that RBI single to score Will Barlett. 3-1 pitch to Frias. Fastball above the zone for ball four. And the Hillcats get their first runner of the inning. It's in the form of Dayan Frias, who got the two-out walk. And walks have been the problem today for the Salem Red Sox pitching. Five already here in the top of the third inning. And now Richard Paz at the plate for Lynchburg. First pitch on the way to Paz, and it's a called strike one. Nice breaking ball pitch from Maceo Campbell to get the at-bat going. Paz was able to tie it up when he touched home, make it a 3-3 game, but he got aboard with an error committed by Brandon Bonazzi. Throw back over towards first base, not in time, as Jordan never had a clean tag attempt on Dayan Frias. It was an opportunity for Bonassi to turn a double play as Paz will take the second pitch for a called strike number two. Think about what that could have happened if Bonassi was able to glove it off the ground, at least get one out, and instead got none, and really opened up the inning for the Hillcats. Here's the 0-2 pitch. But first, a check over at first base as Blake Jordan's tag is not made in time. So those are the two pickoff attempts of the at-bat. So Dayan Frias doesn't have to worry about Campbell throwing it back to him. And he takes off. 0-2 pitch. It's outside for ball number one. The tag by Meyer. He got him. Gilberto Mexicano ends the third inning as he guns down Dayan Frias, who was trying to teal towards second. What a throw from Mexicano. What a tag by Meyer. And, hey, it's not really a 1-2-3 inning, but we'll count it for the Salem Red Sox right-handed pitcher, Maceo Campbell. It stays 5-3 Lynchburg. Bottom of the third, up next. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the bottom of the third inning, and the heart of the order is up for the Salem Red Sox. 2-3-4 part of the order, Brandon Bonassi, Marcelo Meyer, and Blaze Jordan all to bat for the Red Sox here in the third. 5-3 Lynchburg lead as Reed Johnson's first pitch is low and inside for ball number one. Well, this part of the order was able to get things going for the Red Sox back in the first, as Brandon Bonassi is one of the night with a single, as he will take a look at the 1-0 pitch that goes upstairs for ball number two. A check swing by Bonassi, but did not go through all the way. So now number 19 has a 2-0 count. Johnson, after a 1-2-3 inning in the second, looks to replicate that here in the third as he fires a 2-0 pitch that catches the bottom outside corner for a called strike number one. Well, Bonassi's strength this season has been walks. The most walked Salem batter with 59 this season, as he will swing on the 2-1 pitch. A deep drive out towards right field, looking up, and it's off the Chick-fil-A sign. It's played off by the right fielder of Burgos, and a throw into second, but not in time to get Brandon Bonassi who has a second base hit of the day. It's a leadoff double, and the Red Sox are back in business offensively. Another deep drive towards right center field, and the man at the plate had one earlier in the contest, but Bonassi sparks this third inning. Another high drive, and Burgos looking up once again. It just took off the Phil sign at the Chick-fil-A. Free advertising today for that Chick-fil-A sale. I mean, you have two balls that ring off that sign in right center field. Probably has people thinking about where they want to go for lunch tomorrow. Here's the first pitch to Marcelo Meyer, and the pitch is just off the in the zone for called strike number one. Well, Brian Bonassi's extra base hit is the first base hit for the Salem Red Sox since, well, Marcelo Meyer got a base hit. That RBI triple back in the first. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Meyer, a swing and a miss for strike number two. Marcelo Meyer picked up RBI number 35 of the year and is now batting at an even 300 for the Salem Red Sox. He's got Bonassi in scoring position. And an 0-2 count. Pitch away to Meyer, and this one is just inside for ball one. Good glove by Richard Poss behind the plate. Holds Bonassi at second. Bonassi also tied with the most stolen bases this season for the Salem Red Sox coming into today. But he did pick up his 18th stolen base of the season on that double steal back in the first. 1-2 count on the way to Meyer. He will hit this one. Hot shot towards the right side. Good glove by Valdez off the bounce, and the throw to Barletts in time for out number one of the inning. Bonassi does advance to third base on the fielder's choice, though, and moves 90 feet closer to becoming the fourth run for the Salem Red Sox today. So looking to redeem himself after striking out back in the first inning, Blaze Jordan is at the plate. Was called strike number three on the outside half. He was the first Red Sox to be retired in the order. First pitch, he will chop this one foul right behind home plate for strike number one. So a 5-3 lead for the Lynchburg Hillcats over the Salem Red Sox. It was a nice start by Salem. They scored three runs in the bottom half of the first inning, but then Lynchburg added five runs in the top of the second, and ever since then they've held on to that two-run advantage. It's an 0-1 count to Blaze Jordan. And Brian Bonassi is at third base for the Red Sox with one away. Here's the 0-1 count to Jordan. A swing and a foul ball straight back for strike number two. Jordan has that green light in every pitch he has. That's a great power hitter for the Salem Red Sox. 45 RBIs this season. The most on the active Salem Red Sox. Nico Cavades, who hasn't been here for a month, still the clubhouse leader with 48. 0-2 pitch to Jordan, and the breaking ball misses off the plate for ball number one. Just checking in on Nico Cavades earlier on in the day, seeing how he's doing in High A Greenfield, doing a splendid job. 8 home runs, 14 RBIs. I mean, he has really kept his mojo up in the South Atlantic League. Here's the 1-2 pitch, Jordan, red-hot grounder towards the left side, and it bounced in towards the dugout. And it appears that everyone is fine for the Salem Red Sox crew. Got a couple of woes from the fans as that one hopped in just towards the left of the Salem Red Sox dugout. Hopefully everyone is okay on the third base side. As Jordan has a 1-2 pitch coming his way. Johnson with the kick and the delivery, and Jordan pops it up down the right field side. It will get out of play and will stay at a 1-2 count. Good crowd today at Salem Memorial Ballpark. I mean, they gave out the little Geico gecko heads today, and most of the fans here are using those as fans to help them out with the heat that's at the ballpark. 1-2 pitch to Jordan. This is popped up towards the right field side, and back into the general admission seats it goes. Section 301 is the home of that foul ball. But regardless, I mean, it's small business night here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. So a bunch of small business groups are out and about in the seats today. And also, Fireworks Friday, one of the best promotions that we have. 1-2 pitch, a fastball upstairs for ball number two. And now Blaze Jordan has to count it even. Looking to raise that RBI total on the season. A 2-2 count for Blaze Jordan. Johnson with a deep breath at the mound. The kick and the delivery. Jordan will bat this foul down the right field side once again. And this at-bat has been quite the battle. Reed Johnson and Blaze Jordan going at it. Johnson was able to get the first battle. Got Blaze Jordan on three pitches. This one, though, a lot more than three. Probably is that many foul balls in a row. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Blaze Jordan. It's just inside, and the count now reads 3-2. Good at-bat here from Blaze Jordan. And when you really get to see the player development, it's not just about how they hit the ball and where they're finding the gaps or not. It's at-bats like these where they're able to compete against the pitchers. 3-2 pitch to Jordan. This one's hit towards the left side. Scooped up by Frias. Throw to first in time for the out. What a great web gem play by the third baseman. But Jordan does the job to bring home Brainer Bonassi and make it a 5-4 ball game. So he does pick up that RBI, but he is not able to reach base safely. So the base paths will be clear for Tyler Miller, who will come to the plate with two away. So that Brainer Bonassi double to start things off is able to be paid off by the Red Sox bats as Tyler Miller will foul the first pitch ever so slightly down the third base side. A 10-pitch at-bat between Blaze Jordan and Reed Johnson as the 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed by Tyler Miller for strike number two. Great battle. Jordan is able to drive in the run, but it took a web gem effort from Dan Frias to hold off Jordan from reaching safely. Now Tyler Miller, who will swing at the 0-2 pitch and lines this down the left field side, and the count will stay exactly where it's at. The designated hitter for Salem got aboard safely after an error was committed by Yordes Valdez back in the first. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Miller puts this up the left side. Back in attempt from Tucker. Jeter-like throw over to first base. Not on the money as Bartlett has to come off the bag, and Tyler Miller is on safely with an infield single. Be the first base hit of the day for Tyler Miller. Well, Carson Tucker might have been watching the Captain documentary a little bit too much here as a backhanded effort throw away from his body. There's only about a few shortstops thinking that can make that play in baseball, and Tucker not able to get that third out of the inning. And instead, it's Tyler Miller who is aboard safely for the second time today. Eduardo Lopez now at the plate. Here's the Tyler Miller steal and no throw from Richard Paz as the ball was inside and low, and I don't think Paz ever had a good palm on the baseball. Never made a throw down towards second, and Miller with a head-first slide into second gets him in the scoring position. So now can Lopez find a way to bring home Miller and tie this game up as it's Lynchburg 5, Salem 4. Here's the pitch to Lopez. Check swing on a pitch low and inside. It peeled down towards Shea Graham. Said that the batter did not go. So Salem has brought this game within one run here in the bottom of the third inning. We'll see if the two-out rally is able to keep things going. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Lopez will chop this one up towards the first baseline, about 5 feet, and Richard Paz will watch it go foul. Catcher tried to slap it back into fair play. He was hoping that was allowed, but it is not. So Lopez's foul ball made the count go to 2-1. Popped up towards the right fielder of Jorge Burgos back in the first inning. So an 0-1 start of the night for Lopez. Now the kick in the deal. Miller takes off. Pitch is in the zone for strike number two, and Miller slides in safe to third without a contested throw from Richard Paz. Once again, the Lynchburg catcher could not get a good palm on the baseball. It squeezed out of the right hand, and Miller just had a very easy attempt into third. So now something that hits the play would bring in another run as Lopez will reach out and foul off the 2-2 pitch. And the at-bat stays alive for Salem's number 15. Five runs, four runs for the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox. Four hits, five hits for the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox. So a little bit of reverse there, but Lynchburg leads in the category that matters. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Lopez and the fastball above the letters for ball number three. The tie-in run for the Red Sox is at third base in the form of Tyler Miller, who got on with the two-out single. Now a full count coming up for Lopez. Here's the pitch from Johnson, and it's low and away for ball four, And Lopez flips the bat back towards the Salem dugout as he's aboard for the first time today with a two-out walk. Runners on the corners now for the Red Sox as Gilberto Mexicano makes his way down to the plate. But first, it's an all-battery conversation between Reed Johnson and Richard Pass for the moment. And now the Hillcats infield is crowded up at the mound. And we also get to see the pitching coach of the Hillcats make his way down as well. And number 12, Kevin Herminio. So a 5-4 Lynchburg Hillcats lead over the Salem Red Sox in the battle of 460. And we mentioned how evenly contested these two teams have been all year. 11 wins for the Red Sox, 10 wins for the Hillcats. And we have another competitive battle today. A 5-4 lead for the Hillcats. All five of their runs coming in the top of the second inning. Salem had a nice start with three runs in the bottom half of the first inning, but they have recovered with one run in the bottom of the third. And now with runners on the corners, the Salem Red Sox looking to try to break into that deficit a little bit more by completely erasing it and once again regain the lead. It's the catcher Gilberto Mexicano at the plate for the Salem Red Sox. And he struck out swinging back in the first inning, which put an end to the frame. Looks to not do the same here in the third. We will see if that double steal happens again with runners on the corners as Mexicano watched the first pitch go outside for ball number one. Paz has had a little difficulty at getting possession of the ball behind the plate, especially in that Eduardo Lopez at bat. Two times Tyler Miller was able to steal base without a contested throw from the Hillcats catcher. Lopez will slide back in the first. Miller makes his way down third just a little bit, but is able to hold. And that's also where you have to have Reed Johnson. If you make a throw back to Will Barlett, your first baseman, and it gets past him, well, that is an easy run for Tyler Miller from third. Here's the 1-0 count. Mexicano will rake this one, and it's a catch from Carson Tucker. What a grab from the Lynchburg shortstop. He reached up and had a little prayer as he hoped the baseball was able to land in the glove, and it did so for the third out of the inning. Good hit, better catch for Carson Tucker, and we're through three innings of play. The Salem Red Sox able to bring a run back, but it's still the Hillcats with a 5-4 lead over the Red Sox. We'll be back for the fourth inning on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the fourth inning, it'll be led off by Richard Pass. So it is an 8-9-1 part of the order for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Another inning here for Maceo Campbell of the Salem Red Sox. And the second pitch is hit up towards the middle, bounces off the mound, and a catch made by Marcelo Meyer, who then throws it on down the Blaze Jordan for the inning's first out. Took a few bangs to get to the shortstop's glove, but I think it may have deflected off the glove of Maceo Campbell, but Marcelo Meyer right there out in shallow center field to make the play, glove side, and the step-in throw to first was in time, as now Maceo Campbell is being checked out by the pitching coach of Nick Green, the home plate umpire of Brian Laws, and Jacob Lohman, the athletic trainer of the Salem Red Sox. But Maceo Campbell said he is all good and ready to go. A little joke with Marcelo Meyer, the shortstop, talking to the pitcher of the Red Sox. So 5-4 ball game. The Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Salem Red Sox, and Campbell fires the first pitch of the at-bat to Yordis Valdez as it goes down the middle for a called strike number one. Had a double his last time up for the Hillcats, and now will swing on the 0-1 pitch down the third base side as it will roll foul for strike number two. Picked up RBI number 41 and 42 on the season was Yordis Valdez, and he was able to erase the deficit for the Lynchburg Hillcats to make it a 3-3 ball game. Now here's the 0-2 pitch, and now Valdez has another base hit towards the right side as it gets through by Brandon Bonassi. And with one out in the top of the fourth, Yordis Valdez has a single. So now 2-of-2 day for the number 9 hitter in the Hillcats order. And we're right back to the top of the order. It's now Jake Fox at the plate for the Lynchburg Hillcats. A rough start tonight for Jake Fox. He is 0-of-2, including a strikeout swinging. It came back in the second inning. He has a runner on first base in the form of Valdez. Campbell's first pitch to Fox is a breaking ball that's called strike number one in the zone. Fox, the third-round selection by the Cleveland Guardians organization back in 2021. Trying to build on his already successful start to his minor league career as the 1-1 pitch misses low and away for ball number two. A 265 hitter for the Hillcats has earned him the leadoff role for Lynchburg. Not many home runs, only three on the season with 33 RBIs. That's the thing about this Lynchburg side. Not that much power as Campbell takes a look back over at first, but Jordan's tag is not in time. Very little in the home run category for the Lynchburg Hillcats, but their RBIs are quite impressive. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Fox. It called strike number two on the outside half, and the Hillcats number one now down 1-2 in the counts. Mentioning those home runs, Fox is actually tied with the most home runs by a single player in this organization with three home runs. A 1-2 pitch on the way to Fox, a grounder towards the right side, and will get through for a base hit. Fox is aboard for the first time today. Valdez holds at second, and it's back-to-back singles from the number 9 and number 1 batters of the Lynchburg Hillcats. And now Jorge Burgos will have runners at first and second base as he makes his way down for his third plate appearance of the day. So Burgos has been at the plate now three times today. And his first two plate appearances, he was walked. In both cases, as Campbell with a pickoff attempt back towards second, it's blocked by Marcelo Meyer as it rolls out to Brandon Bonassi. But no tag was made by Valdez. And Campbell was trying to pick off the runner of Valdez at second base. And instead, almost cost the base runners an opportunity to advance a bit. But a good block by Marcelo Meyer, who deflected it out towards second base. And Bonassi was at the right place to make sure the ball didn't trickle its way out towards right field. So now with the first pitch of the at-bat to Burgos, a swing and a miss. As Burgos tried to reach out and make contact on the first pitch of the at-bat, but instead it's in the glove of Gilberto Mexicano for strike number one. So a walk in the first for Burgos, a walk in the second. He looks to try to get that first base hit of the day. 0-1 count, Campbell fires, Burgos slaps this one up the middle, it gets through for a base hit. Charging is Carson Simas. Here comes the throw, it will be into the glove of Mexicano, but not in time, as the runner will score from second. And Yordis Valdez touches home, and he makes this a 6-4 Lynchburg lead. Burgos has his first base hit of the day. He now has 46 RBIs on the season, and it's three straight singles by the Lynchburg Hillcats. First it was Valdez, then it was Fox, and now it is Burgos. And runners at first and second base again for Isaiah Green, who has already had a wonderful start to the day as the first pitch is into the dirt for ball number one. So a 6-4 Lynchburg lead over Salem with one out in the top of the fourth inning. Carson Simos was able to charge in and make a throw towards home, but it wasn't particularly on the money, nor was it going to be in time for Yordes Valdez, as the speedy second baseman had more than just daylight to score, as the 1-0 pitch is just off the plate for ball number two. So now Isaiah Green, who has the same situation that his predecessor Jorge Burgos has, with runners at first and second, looks to build on his 2-of-2 day. Campbell fires the 2-0 pitch and the fastball above the letters for ball three. A single back in the first inning, and then was followed by a double in the second. Isaiah Green's double is able to make this game get to that 4-3 advantage. Here's the 3-0 pitch, and Green gets the green lights, but it's fouled down the left field side, and it goes out of play for strike one. We're going to mention now Jake Fox leads all Hillcats batters with 3 home runs, but he's tied with a few people. Isaiah Green is one of them. He has 3 home runs this year. Another one who has 3 home runs is Joe Donovan, who is not in the lineup today. 3-1 pitch to Green, slaps his one foul, and the hot shot almost hit a fan down on the left field side. A scary sight there as it just creeped over the netting, but it was able to avoid hitting any fans, and everyone's A-OK. A 3-2 count to Green, and the pitch is just missed the zone for ball number four. And a free pass by Isaiah Green will load the bases for Junior Sancantine. That could have missed by Muss, as Maceo Campbell showed a little bit of frustration after the strike call did not come from Brian Laws. But instead it will load the bases. And we just had a look over towards the left field bullpen a little while back. It looks like Blake Lubier warming up for the Salem Red Sox, as Nick Green will come out to talk with Yoberto Mexicano and Maceo Campbell. So a 6-4 Lynchburg lead over Salem. The base is loaded for the Hillcats. Jake Fox on at third base. Jorge Burgos at second base. And Isaiah Green at first. And Junior Sancantine has an opportunity to open up this game. First pitch, chopper towards the right side. It gets through for a base hit. One run scores in Jake Fox. The runner at third is held. Probably a good decision as a solid throw came in from the right fielder of Eduardo Lopez. But it's an RBI single for Junior Sancantine. And the Hillcats once again are able to add on to their lead as it's now 7-4. Hillcats over Red Sox. And after that at bat, the night is over for Maceo Campbell as Luke Mons will make his way out to get a new pitcher into the game. It's just another slapper that's able to squeeze by the infield of the Salem Red Sox and is able to make it another Hillcats RBI. So a 7-4 ball game. Lynchburg up by 3 over Salem in the top of the fourth inning. It is 8 hits already by Lynchburg, and this offense has been red hot in the early going. New pitcher into the game for the Salem Red Sox. We'll get you the name and information when we come back here in the top of the fourth inning on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, a 7-4 Lynchburg Hillcats lead over the Salem Red Sox, and the Red Sox remain in a crisis in the top of the fourth inning as they are not only trailed by three runs, but the bases are loaded for Will Bartlett. Blake Lubier, the new pitcher into the game for the Red Sox, fires a slider that misses away for ball number one. Well, last time up for the Salem Red Sox, Blake Lubier had a performance to forget against the Kannapolis Cannonballers as the 1-0 pitch to Bartlett misses low for ball number two. Gave up 10 hits, 7 earned runs to Kannapolis, and the 11-2 win for the Cannonballers on last Wednesday on July 13th. Tries to get out of this conundrum for Salem as Bartlett will foul off the 2-0 pitch and it goes towards the backstop for strike number one. So Jorge Burgos is at third base, Isaiah Green is at second base, and Junior San Quintin is at first. By the way, it's been 5 straight batters to get on safely for Lynchburg. 4 of them include singles. 1 of them was a walk for Isaiah Green. 2-1 count for Bartlett, and the pitch is away from Lubier, and the fastball misses low and outside for ball number 3. Bartlett is 0-1 today. After walking back in the second inning, he popped it up to Gilberto Mexicano in the third. Now a hitter's pitch with 3 balls and 1 strike. Lubier kicks and delivers, and Bartlett will chop this one in the foul territory down the third base side for strike number 2. So 3 balls and 2 strikes. A big pitch coming off for Lubier as well as Bartlett. This is where it becomes that definition of a payoff pitch. Either you get the second out of the inning or you give up the 8th run of the game. Here comes the pitch, and Bartlett will reach out and foul this down the first base side, and it will swing over into the seats and will stay at 3-2. It's already a 2-run top of the 4th inning for the Lynchburg Hillcats, who went into this inning up by 1 run, but they're able to get their biggest lead of the night by 3. Here's the payoff pitch from Lubier, and Bartlett will chop this foul down the third base side, going alternative ways. Third base, first base, now back to third off the foul ball. But you can tell as Bartlett just continues the battle at the plate. There's Jorge Burgos. Picked up an RBI earlier in the inning, his 46th of the year with an RBI single. He now stands at third for the Hillcats. 3-2 count. Lubier takes a look into the zone. He kicks and delivers, and Bartlett will foul this right by the Red Sox on deck circle, and he'll stay alive in the at-bat. When he pitched that, Lubier is going to fire. That looks to go into the zone. You can imagine Bartlett will take a swing at him. 25 RBIs this year for Lynchburg. Looking to try to raise that total a bit as well. And he wouldn't mind 26 being a walk. Here's a 3-2 pitch to Bartlett, and the fastball is upstairs for ball number 4. And that will walk in a run as Burgos scores from third. Green moves to third base. Meanwhile, you have Junior San Quintin moving to second. And getting the free pass is Will Bartlett. So make that now 6 straight Lynchburg Hillcats to reach base successfully. And now the largest lead of the night for Lynchburg, a 4-run edge, as it's now 8-4 over Salem, as the first pitch from Luby on the tucker is fouled over the screen towards our way for strike number 1. Well, it seems as if everyone's having a pretty good night at Carilion Clinic Field, except for this batter in Carson Tucker. He is 0-2 tonight with a pair of strikeouts, first one swinging back in the second, and then one looking in the third. He's down 0-1 in the count, and here's the pitch from Lubier, a fastball that's off the plate for ball number 1. Well, this is an opportunity for Lubier to try to not only make up for that appearance we mentioned from last week, but really try to change the season around, as he has a 1-1 record with a 7.22 ERA. It's his 21st appearance out of the bullpen for the Salem Red Sox. And he's got a 1-1 pitch on the way as the fastball misses upstairs for ball number 2. The round 13th selection by the Boston Red Sox organization back in 2019 has given up 51 hits, 27 earned runs this season as Tucker on the check swing does not go on a pitch upstairs for ball number three. Not only that, but he has walked 18 batters, has struck out 25, and opponent's batting average is a 354. Another hitter's pitch coming up with the bases loaded. Lubier steps in. Tucker will slap this one up towards the right side. It's gloved up by Bonassi, throwing to Meyer for one. Back over to Jordan for two. And they get out of the inning with another 4-6-3 double play. Well, the bases were looking loaded for the Lynchburg Killcats. They were looking to run up the score. But they do add three to their name. They now lead 8-4 over the Salem Red Sox, their largest lead of the night. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning, and Salem has a tall task ahead of them. We'll see how they're able to do in response to this three-run top of the fourth inning by Lynchburg. We'll be right back after this. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, and this game has been sponsored by, well, just offense. 8-4 Lynchburg Hillcats lead over the Salem Red Sox. 8-9-1 part of the order against Reed Johnson as Brian Gonzalez will swing and miss on the first pitch for strike number one. So we'll have Gonzalez, Simas, and Paulino, very similar to what we had back in the second inning. It wasn't a good inning for the Red Sox. It was actually the 1-2-3 inning. The only by Johnson of so far tonight. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Gonzalez, and the fastball will miss inside for ball number one. So Gonzalez's first time up, went down swinging at the plate. Came in today's game with a 297 batting average. Pretty high for Gonzalez as the 1-1 pitch is a slow roll towards the left side. Backhand glove by Valdez, throw across his body to first. Not in time, and Brian Gonzalez is aboard with a base hit. It's a single for Gonzalez, and it's a great way to start off the fourth inning at Salem. Okay, goes over towards the left side of second base, and Valdez come over, took it away from Carson Tucker, but even if the throw was online, it probably wasn't going to be strong enough or straight enough to get to first base in time. So Gonzalez starts off the inning with the sixth base hit of the night for Salem. Now it's Carson Simas who will watch the first pitch miss inside for ball number one. Grounded out towards Will Barlett back in the second inning. A little assist by Reed Johnson to cover the bag for a 3-1 ground out. Now a pickoff attempt back at first, but Gonzalez slides in safe underneath Barlett's glove and remains safe at first base. Really love the style that Brian Gonzalez has brought to the Salem Red Sox crew. Was called up from FCL Red Sox back on July 6th, and Simas will foul the 1-0 pitch down the first base side for strike number one. I was talking to the crew members here at Salem, and they just mentioned that Brian Gonzalez is such a sweetheart. You know, he's just a great guy to talk to, brings the energy every night for Salem, and you could just tell by certain players, they're just loving where they're at. And Brian Gonzalez is absolutely loving where he is right now with the Salem Red Sox. Barlett covering the base at first, But a 1-1 pitch on the way to Carson Cima is a swing and a hard grounder over to Valdez. He turns towards Tucker for second for one. Throw back to first, and they got both of them. A 4-6-3 double play by the Hillcats. And a bang-bang play at first goes in the favor of the Hillcats. He went 5-hole on the grounder towards our base path umpire, and the throw back to first. Man, that was really close. But Shea Graham was right on top of it to call that second out, and a first double play turned of the night by the Lynchburg Hillcats, and it's a big one to clear the base paths with Edison Paulino coming to the plate. Johnson's first pitch to Paulino right down the middle for a called strike number one. 90-mile-per-hour fastball, and that's the third double play we've seen of the night. Two by Salem through four and one by Lynchburg as Paulino pops up the 0-1 pitch towards the left side. Green comes in and makes the catch for out number three. So once again, the 8-9-1 part of the order can't get anything going, and we stayed at an 8-4 ball game in which the Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Salem Red Sox. Fifth inning up next here at Salem. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the top of the fifth inning, and Lynchburg leads Salem 8-4 as Dayan Frias at the plate fouls off the first pitch for strike number one. So the Hillcats in the fifth inning will be operating with their 7-8-9 part of the order. It's going to be Frias, Paz, and Valdez all going against the right-handed pitcher of Blake Lubier, whose 0-1 pitch goes upstairs for ball number one. Tough inning for the Salem Red Sox in the top of the fourth. The Lynchburg Hillcats able to build up their lead to a 4-run advantage, their largest of the night after a 3-run top of the fourth. 1-1 pitch by Lubier, a fastball that misses upstairs for ball number two. And as we're into the fifth inning, let's take a look around the Carolina League at some of these scores that are happening today. Pretty good matchups all across the Carolina League as Frias will bust a barrel on a 2-1 pitch and lift this up towards the left side. Marcelo Meyer in shallow left field makes the catch for out number one. First game we're taking a look at, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers taking on the Kannapolis Cannonballers. The most recent team we saw at home and the next team we will see at home at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Right now the Woodpeckers lead the Cannonballers by the score of 4-3. First pitch on the way to Richard Paz, a breaking ball into the zone for a called strike number one. That actually starts off a 9-game series between Fayetteville and Kannapolis. So 9 games over the next 10 days between those two sides as Lubier will fire a breaking ball that misses upstairs for ball number one. And I kind of like that move. You play 3 games, you don't have to travel the next day, and then you play 6 more right at the same ballpark. Long series for both sides. 1-1 pitch just on the outside for ball number two. And those two teams sitting on the opposite side of the division. Kannapolis right now tied for first in the Carolina League South Division with a 13-8 record as Richard Poss will hammer the 2-1 pitch down the left field side, and it will land in the Red Sox bullpen for strike number two. Woodpeckers not so hot as the Cannonballers. They are actually 6-14 through their first 20 games of the first half of the season. On the year, though, they're pretty close with one another. The Woodpeckers 37-48, and the Cannonballers 39-48 as Blake Lubier gets Richard Poss to swing and miss for strike number three. And that is the first Salem Red Sox strikeout since the third inning, and it's good enough to go two up, two down. It's a nasty slider by Lubier, and Poss could just not pause on the swing. And Lubier looking sharp here in the fifth. It's a 8-4 Lynchburg Hillcats lead over the Salem Red Sox. And now Yordes Valdez, who is 2-of-2 of the night, will take the first pitch for a called strike number one. Meanwhile, in an all-Carolina League North Division duel, the Downeast Ducks lead the Carolina Mudcats 8-6. In the bottom of the fifth inning, another high-scoring affair tonight as the 0-1 pitch to Valdez is upstairs for ball number one. Ducks with the lead. They sit second in the Carolina League North Division with a 12-8 second half record and trails the Fredericksburg Nationals by 2.5 games for the top spot. Here's the 1-1 pitch by Lubier, and Valdez will pop this up down the third base side. Paulino working to his right, but it will land in the grassy area down the left field side for strike number two. 21 combined hits through five innings of play. We're not really on that pace. Only have 14 combined hits through the first four innings. We could make an effort to get back up to that. How it calls for a big fifth inning from both sides, though. 1-2 pitch on the way, and this is a fastball that misses up and away for ball number two. Another game to check in on, the All-Carolina League North Division battles. The Delmarva Shorebirds and the Fredericksburg Nationals. Right now, Shorebirds lead 3-1 over the Nationals. Here's the 2-2 pitch by Lubier, and the spikes in front of home plate for ball number three. That game is through five innings of play, and Delmarva has looked pretty good as of late. 6-4 in their last 10 games. They sit 8-13, which is tied with this Lynchburg side for the worst record in the Carolina League North. 3-2 pitch. This is one towards the left side. Meyer with the scoop, the step, and the throw to Blaze Jordan. In time for out number three. It's a 1-2-3 frame from Blake Lubier and the Salem Red Sox, and they keep this an 8-4 contest as we operate to the bottom half of the fifth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We welcome you back to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Salem Red Sox by the score of 8-4. New pitcher in for the Hillcats as the first pitch to Brandon Bonassi is fouled straight back for strike number one. And it's left-handed pitcher Yuri Gervasio from the Dominican Republic. Just turned 22 years old a few weeks back for this Hillcats side, and he stands at 6'1". His 0-1 pitch to Bonassi is just above the zone for ball number one. Looking the season for Gervasio, he is a 4-0 pitcher. Wow, it's pretty good out of the bullpen for the Hillcats, but his ERA is quite high with a 4.91, so he's been in some pretty good situations as Bonassi will foul off the 1-1 pitch towards the backstop for strike number two. It's his 22nd appearance out of the bullpen this year for the Hillcats. He has pitched 36 and two-thirds innings of work while allowing 34 hits and 20 earned runs. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Bonassi, a slapper towards the middle of the field. Valdez backhand side and the throw over to Barlett in time for out number one. So Bonassi, who had an incredible start tonight for the Salem Red Sox, 2-2 with a single back in the first and a double in the third, is not able to get aboard for the third consecutive time. So now we'll move down the order towards Marcelo Meyer, who is 1-2 of the night. He picked up a triple back in the first inning. And Gervasio will fire a fastball that Meyer will swing and miss on for strike number one. So now it's interesting. You start with the right-handed pitcher of Johnston. Pretty good performance from Reed Johnston. Maybe not to the performances that he's had in recent outings, as the 0-1 pitch is fired right down the middle for a called strike number two. But hey, good enough to say that I'm leaving the game with a 4-run lead. And now we bring the left-handed pitcher out of the bullpen against a well-dominated left-handed side of the order. 0-2 pitch, Meyer will swing and miss for strike number three. A three-pitch at-bat, and Gervasio gets his first punch out of the night against Marcelo Meyer. It's two up, two down in the bottom of the fifth. So now we have Blaze Jordan at the plate, 0-2 so far today. But maybe he might get an advantage now with the left-handed Gervasio in for the Hillcats. Jordan struck out looking back in the first and grounded out to a fielder's choice back in the third. It was good enough to grab his 46th RBI of the season as Brandon Bonassi scored from third base to make it at the time a 5-4 ball game. That's the closest the Red Sox have been since the top of the second, as Jordan will foul the 1-0 pitch straight back into the sweet area just down to our right for strike number one. A couple more scores to get you caught up on across the Carolina League. The Augusta Green Jackets lead the Columbia Fireflies 6-2. Hopefully that wasn't too loud for y'all as I just dropped my phone, as Blaze Jordan will swing and miss for strike number two. Augusta trying to find their way back in the Carolina League South Division race, while Columbia tied for first with Kannapolis with a 13-8 record. Augusta hasn't been so hot the second time around, 7-13. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Jordan. This is skied up down the third base side, and Jordan is hoping this gets out of play, in which it will. About a few feet up over the fence, right by the Salem Red Sox bullpen, and Jordan will stay alive as the count holds at 1-2. Augusta is 7-13, which is not too horrible. They are only 5.5 games back. Remember, we're still so early in the start of the season that no team is really out of it. When I mean the season, the second half, obviously, it's like a whole new season after June 24th. Here's the 1-2 pitch by Gervasio, and he got Jordan to swing and miss for strike number three. He gets Meyer and Jordan on strike three swings and misses to end the fifth inning. It's a 1-2-3 showing from Gervasio out of the bullpen, and we stay 8-4, all Hillcats over the Red Sox as we go into the sixth. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the top of the sixth inning, and Blake Gloubier out for another inning of work against the top of the order for the Hillcats. Jake Fox, Jorge Burgos, and Isaiah Green all to bat as Gloubier fires the first pitch just off the plate for ball number one. Jake Fox is a 1-3 night for the Hillcats. He singled in his last at-bat in the fourth inning. He looks to try to build on that previous plate appearance. Here's the 1-0 pitch that misses low for ball number two. Already talked about Jake Fox being one of the more consistent hitters for the Hillcats in 2022. Trying to find some consistency in this three-game series against the Red Sox as the 2-0 pitch is just low for ball number three. It was a very quiet fifth inning. It was our first full inning today that no runs were scored from either side. And now a 3-0 pitch to Fox is just on the edge of the zone for a called strike number one. 8-4 game, Lynchburg leads Salem. Trying to even up the season series as the 3-1 pitch is put right back up the middle, and it's another base hit for Jake Fox. It'll be his second straight single and a solid way to start off the inning for the leadoff batter of the Hillcats. And now we move down to the part of the order that has just been able to get their way all night long tonight. It's Jorge Burgos, 1-1 tonight, with two free passes down to first. And the first pitch will go low and underneath the legs of Gilberto Mexicano towards the backstop. And Jake Fox will have a green light towards second. And now Lynchburg's number one is into scoring position. First pitch was a breaking ball towards Mexicano and just couldn't get his legs in front of it. And went 5-hole on the Red Sox catcher. And it gives up a base for Jake Fox. Now 1-0 count by Gloubier. And Burgos will sit on it as it watches it go upstairs for ball number two. Burgos walked in the first inning as well as in the second. But then in the fourth inning is when he was finally able to get aboard with a base hit, which was an RBI single. 2-0 count to Burgos. He will swing and miss on a fastball at 89 miles per hour for the strike number one. So another situation that Gloubier has been brought into that he seeks to get out of. Was able to get out of it with a 4-6-3 double play back in the fourth. A good job in the fifth. Now a 2-1 pitch, a fastball that misses up and away for ball three. Hitter's pitch for Burgos. Fox at second base for the Hillcats after a single and his advancement on a pass ball. Here's a 3-1 pitch high and inside as Burgos almost hit in the face for ball number four. But instead, Burgos will now walk down to first. For a moment there, he went to go pick up the bat to give it to the bat boy. I was wondering if he thought he was swinging as he was trying to avoid getting hit by the pitch. But Brian Laws says, no, you're good. And it's another five-pitch at-bat that results in Jorge Burgos getting aboard with the walk. So Nick Green will jog out to talk with Blake Gloubier and Gilberto Mexicano. Nick Green's been a busy man tonight, has talked to now all three pitchers of the Salem Red Sox who have gone out on the mound at Salem Memorial Ballpark. And it looks like that Gloubier will not be the last. Remember, Angel Bastardo only lasting until the top of the second inning, so it's going to be a busy day for the Salem Red Sox bullpen. So with nobody away, Isaiah Green at the plate, and the first pitch he sees is a deep drive towards right center field. Carson Simas works to his left and makes the grab for out number one. Jake Fox will tag from second and safely get into third while Burgos holds at first. And Green is retired for the first time today by the Hillcats. He has a solid start with a 2-of-2 night, but now he can make it 2-of-3 for the Lynchburg left fielder. So now with one away in the top of the sixth inning, Sankantin, the designated hitter for the Hillcats, will have runners at first and third with one away. Lubier's first pitch to Sankantin is a slow roller down to the Middle of the field is picked up by Mayakano, and the throw down to first is in time for out number two. But Jake Fox scores from third, and now the Hillcats with a 5-run lead. It is Lynchburg 9, it is Salem 4. A slow roller in fair territory by Sinkantine, able to watch it the whole way. And as he is forced out at first base, he is still happy to see that on his fielder's choice, Jake Fox was allowed to score from third. Good awareness by Mayakano behind the dish as well to know that it was going to stay fair the whole way through as he ripped off the face mask and aggressively picked up the slow grounder for the second out of the inning. First pitch to Barlett will drop into the zone for a called strike number one. And during that at-bat as well, Jorge Burgos able to move to second. So 0-1 pitch, Barlett will swing and miss on the breaking ball, and the count drops to 0-2 for the Lynchburg first baseman. Forgot to give you that one final score between Myrtle Beach and Charleston right now. 3-1 River Dogs lead in the bottom of the seventh inning. 9-4 is our score at Salem. A Lynchburg Hillcats advantage over the Salem Red Sox. The 0-2 pitch to Barlett, and it's just inside for ball number one. Well, that pitch could not miss by much for Blake Lubier, but the battle will stay alive against Will Barlett. Two walks today for the Hillcats first baseman. 0-1 as his only out came with a pop-up for Gilberto Mayakano behind the plate. 1-2 pitch to Barlett. This is popped up towards the right side. Not much distance on it, out towards shallow right field. And Eduardo Lopez will call off Brainer Bonassi as he makes the catch for out number three. But the Hillcats extend their lead yet again in the top of the sixth inning. They grab a run thanks to a fielder's choice by Sinkantine to score Jake Fox. It's Lynchburg 9. It's Salem 4. Red Sox have to get in business as they go into the bottom of the sixth inning on Salem Memorial Ballpark. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the bottom of the sixth inning, and the Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Salem Red Sox 9-4 here on MILB.TV. Andy Losey from Salem Memorial Ballpark as Tyler Miller, Eduardo Lopez, and Gilberto Mayakano all to bat for the Red Sox here in the sixth. Gervasio out for another inning of work for Lynchburg, and lefty starts off the inning by firing a strike right down the middle at 90 miles per hour. Miller is one of two today. He has reached base, though, on both at-bats. And on the second pitch, he finds a slow roller that makes its way through into right center field for a base hit. So back-to-back singles for Tyler Miller. And now he is aboard to start off the sixth inning. We've seen plenty of those base hits today. Haven't been really commanding swings, but the swings have just been good enough to get past the infielders, specifically the middle infielders indeed. That trickles its way out, and Miller now 3-3 today, and is he going to run down towards second? Here comes the tag. It's not made in time as it squirts out of Joe Donovan's glove out towards shallow right center field as Tyler Miller slides in safe with the stolen base. It's a late jump by Miller, and at one point it looks as if that Donovan's able to make the grab and assess the tag. It was going to be an easy play by the middle infielder at second base, but instead Donovan could not make a great play on it, and Miller slides in safe. The pitch was low and away for ball number one, so now Lopez at the batter's box. First time today we're seeing the right-handed side as the 1-0 pitch misses upstairs. A good leaping grab by Paz to make the count go 2-0. Well, the Red Sox just need to get offense going in their favor as they trail the Hillcats by 5 runs, a 9-4 Lynchburg lead. 2-0 count as Gervasio steps in and Lopez fouls this into the screen for strike number one. And we are in the really beginning of the nighttime here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. A little bit of light out towards right center field over by the mountains. You can kind of see the outline of the Appalachian Mountains here, but you can't really see much sunlight as the only lights here at the ballpark are the artificial lights surrounding the field. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Lopez, a called strike two on the bottom inside corner, and the count's even for Lopez at 2-2. Gervasio had a 1-2-3 inning against a 2-3-4 part of the order of the Salem Red Sox, but the inning started off with a base hit by Tyler Miller. We'll see how far the Salem designated hitters are ready to go. He takes off as the 2-2 pitch is foul tipped by Lopez, and Miller will have to go back towards second. It was an incredible jump by Miller, who at any opportunity, if Gervasio just turned and looked at third baseman Dayan Frias, he might have had a play at the base, but never took his eyes off the bat. So we'll stay with the 2-2 count. Gervasio takes a look at Miller at second, and now steps in and throws as Lopez with a good eye on the slider that misses low and inside for ball three. Lopez has one on-base appearance as he was walked back in the third inning. An 0 of 1 night, though, as he popped up towards the right fielder of Burgos back in the first. Looking to get aboard for the second time today. And time is called, and Lopez will have a free walk. Well, look at that. The infraction against Yuri Gervasio allows Eduardo Lopez to get a free pass towards first base because it was a 3-2 count, and Gervasio did not start the windup for the 18 seconds he had allotted for. And since he didn't begin the windup, it was a ball, and with the count being at 3-2, it turned out to be ball number four, and Lopez gets the free pass. So don't have to worry about that battle anymore between Lopez and Gervasio because Lopez won it without pretty much doing anything on the payoff pitch. So now Gilberto Mexicano at the plate, and the first pitch he sees is a swing and a miss on a breaker for strike number one. Tough night for the catcher of the Salem Red Sox. He is 0-2 so far. He struck out swinging in the first inning and then lined one out to Carson Tucker at shortstop back in the third. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Mexicano slaps it toward the third base side. Frias over to Donovan for one and over to Barlett at first for two. It's a 5-4-3 double play for the Hillcats. And just like that, the inning is flipped on its head as Mexicano's grounder towards Frias' right side over to Donovan and then was able to relay the throw over to Barlett. A tough double play to turn at any time of the ball game, but especially in that situation, it's a big one for the Hillcats. Miller is able to get to third base, but now with two outs on the board, Brian Gonzalez will come to the dish. First pitch he sees is a slow roller down the third base side, which dances foul for strike number one. Also worthy to note out, I believe Yordes Valdez from this angle that I'm looking at right now from the press box has taken over the shortstop position. So maybe they took out Carson Tucker. Like we said, hasn't played a whole lot this season as the 0-1 pitch misses up and away for ball number one. Might just slowly be getting Tucker back into the swing of things. So a 1-1 count to Brian Gonzalez. Pitch on the way, and he will rocket this one out towards left field. Green moving back, and this will land for a base hit. Miller scores from third easily as Gonzalez treks towards second. He will stop for a double. It's a stand-up RBI double with two outs on the board here in the sixth. Gonzalez finds another way to get RBI across. A well-hit ball out towards left field, and Isaiah Green didn't have a shot. One of the best hits we've seen of the night for the Salem Red Sox, especially in these middle innings of play. And that brings a run back for the Salem Red Sox. They still trail 9-5, but put the pieces together, and maybe something is able to happen for Salem. So now a 2-3 night for Brian Gonzalez, and now it's Carson Simas at the plate, who watched the first pitch just miss away with the fastball for ball one. A couple of ground outs tonight for Carson Simas. Went to Barlett the first time up, but then the second time was over to Valdez, who was able to turn the 4-6-3 double play. A 1-0 count to Simas, and he'll pop this up towards the right side. He'll make his way out of play as the count goes to 1-1. And Brian Gonzalez with that RBI double brings his RBI total up to 6 on the season. 2-3 days so far for the Salem left fielder. And now 1-1 pitch to Simas, a hard hit grounder to the left side. It went almost into the Red Sox dugout. But unfortunately, no one was hurt on the ground ball by Simas. But he does drop to 1-2 in the at-bat. Gervasio with a long look into the zone. Simas set. Gervasio the look over at second to Gonzalez. He now kicks and delivers the pitch, and Simas swings and misses for strike number three. And Gervasio ends the sixth inning with a strikeout swinging. It's now three punchouts on the day for Gervasio, but the Salem Red Sox are able to bring themselves back within four of the Lynchburg Killcats. They got a long way to go, but hey, not a bad start, as we will see a new pitcher coming to the game for the Red Sox. We'll get you that name and information when we come back to Salem Memorial Ballpark for the top of the seventh inning. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the top of the seventh inning, and the Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Salem Red Sox 9-5. First pitch from Brian Lucas is grounded towards the right side into the glove of Blaze Jordan, who touches first for out number one of the inning. The new batter into the game was Wilfredo Antunes, the left-handed batter that stands at 6 feet for the Lynchburg Hillcats. And I do have a correction to make based off of what I said back in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's not Joe Donovan that is now into the game. It's instead Jake Fox at second base. Yordes Valdez moved to shortstop, and now we just saw Antunes for the first time today. He is now out at center field in replacement of Jake Fox. So that is the substitution changes that were made in the bottom of the sixth inning, and now a 1-0 count as the first pitch was just inside for ball number one, and the following pitch high and inside as well for Day and Frias for ball number two. So we mentioned Brian Lucas, the new pitcher in for the Salem Red Sox, the 2-0 pitch, and this is a fastball called strike number one on the inside corner. So far this season, Lucas has made two appearances for the Red Sox with an ERA of a 2.45. 2-1 count, Lucas fires away. This is a well-hit ball towards right field, but Lopez is right there to make the catch for out number two. Good start to the inning, as well as the night for Brian Lucas. Two up and two down. So far this year, he has only allowed two base hits and one earned run. He has allowed four walks this year and has struck out five. Opponent's batting average is quite low for Lucas, a .154. He will go against Richard Paz, who does not have a base hit tonight. And the first pitch he sees is a slow roller over to Blaze Jordan. It'll be scooped up, and the throw to Lucas at first is in time. Well, what an inning from Brian Lucas. It only took about five or six pitches, but he's able to get the 1-2-3 frame. But it's still Lynchburg 9, Salem 5, as we go into the seventh inning stretch here at Salem. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. A 9-5 lead for the Lynchburg Hillcats over the Salem Red Sox. In the top of the order, up for Salem against Gervasio of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Still a four-run advantage for Lynchburg, but the Red Sox are able to bring it back within four and able to have a 1-2-3 performance from Brian Lucas in the top of the seventh. First pitch to Paulino above the zone for ball number one. So far tonight, Paulino is 1-3. For the Salem Red Sox, a single, a ground out, and a pop-up so far in the night for Paulino. Here's the 1-0 pitch as Paulino will swing and miss for strike number one. It was a good start tonight for Paulino, who was eventually able to score for the game's first run, but he's been quiet offensively since. 1-1 count to Paulino, a swing and a foul tip straight back into the netting for strike number two. So far tonight, the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox have been quite even on the base hits. 9 for the Hillcats, 8 for the Red Sox. But the Hillcats really dominating in the run category, 9-5. 1-2 pitch to Paulino. Fastball high and inside. And number 9 of the Salem Red Sox, Edison Paulino, happy to not be hit by that fastball at 91 miles per hour. And he stays alive in the at-bat for this lefty-v-lefty battle. 2-2 is the count. Gervasio will kick and deliver. Check swing by Paulino. He didn't go far enough, though, as he stays alive as the count goes to 3-2. So we'll also see Brayer Bonassi and Marcelo Meyer. And the seventh could be a good spark and the hopes of coming back from down by 4 runs. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Paulino will swing and miss on the breaking ball for strike number 3. And Gervasio closed off the 6th inning with the strikeout swinging. And he starts the 7th with the same results. So Paulino goes to 1-4 in the day. And now it's Brayer Bonassi, who is in the right-handed batter's box. 2-3 so far today for Salem's number 19. And he swings and misses on the first pitch for strike number 1. A 247 hitter for the Salem Red Sox. Just in that neighborhood of every 4 at-bats, he gets on with the base hit for every one of them. Doing better than that tonight as he will pop up the 0-1 pitch deep out towards right center field. Moving back is Antunes, and he's looking up, and it's off the wall. Bonassi has another extra base hit. He's trekking towards third. Here comes the throw. It will not be in time. It's a 1-out triple for Brayer Bonassi. His 2nd extra base hit on the night, and he's 90 feet away from scoring for the Salem Red Sox. Well, first a single, then a double, and now a triple. This one a great deal of distance as it comes off the Union Mortgage sign out in right center field. A good recovery from Burgos, the right fielder, to come in to scoop it up and make a throw towards third. It wasn't really on the money, though, so no worry for Brayer Bonassi as Dejan Frias never got the ball in hand before Bonassi slid into third. So a chance for Marcelo Meyer to pick up another RBI as he watches the first pitch go into zone for a called strike number 1. A 1-3 night for Marcelo Meyer. He has a triple as well. That came back in the 3rd inning, and it scored Brayer Bonassi. The 0-1 pitch, a slider that misses away for ball number 1, and the count is even for Meyer. 9-5 is our score. Lynchburg leads Salem. But the Red Sox have a good part of the order up as they try to hope to come from behind. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Meyer. Fastball down the middle, a called strike 2. Meyer started off tonight with the triple, and then he grounded out towards the second baseman at the time was Yordaz Valdez. And then his last time up went down swinging back in the 5th. He's down 1-2 in the count. Gervasio fires, and it's off the plate for ball number 2. 297 hitter this year for the Salem Red Sox. 8 home runs, 35 RBIs. Looking for good old number 36. 2-2 is the count. Gervasio kicks, and Meyer walks a breaking ball, catch the zone for a called strike number 3. And back-to-back times, Gervasio able to retire Marcelo Meyer at the plate. It's the 2nd punch out of the inning for the Lynchburg lefty. And there's now 2 outs in the frame. Blaze Jordan at the plate, and he's had a pretty forgetful day so far. 0-3 with a pair of strikeouts. Looks to come through in his 4th plate appearance as he swings and misses for strike number 1. I was talking to him earlier today about how he was able to recover from his early slump back in April for the Salem Red Sox, and part of it was also just relearning some things as the 0-1 pitch by Blaze Jordan is fouled back. Heard a story yesterday about how he got some help from the Roanoke College hitting coach. Roanoke College also plays here at Salem Memorial Ballpark during the springtime, and when Salem comes into town, they take over. But here's the 0-2 pitch to Blaze Jordan, a red-hot shot towards the right center gap, and this will definitely fall for a base hit. It takes a hop off the wall as Bonassi scores. Jordan in the second. It's an RBI double for Blaze Jordan, and he makes it a 9-6 ball game in the bottom of the seventh. The second extra base hit of the inning for the Red Sox. It was the Bonassi triple, and now it's the Jordan double as Bonassi will score the second run of his night. And Jordan collects that RBI number 46 on the year. Closing in on Nico Cavadas' 48 number. But he finally finds a way to get aboard in his fourth plate appearance. Now Tyler Miller, first pitch, a chopper towards the right side, a scoop by Barlett, and he puts the hand up to Gervasio, and he'll do the work himself as he touches first for out number three. But the Salem Red Sox continue to climb back in this battle. They are now down 9-6, but that's closer than 9-5. So looking up for the Red Sox, but they're going to have to continue to try to pitch well, and they'll do that in the top of the eighth inning. 9-6, Lynchburg leads Salem on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the top of the eighth inning as the Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Salem Red Sox 9-6. Here as we go into the late stages of this contest, and the Red Sox offense have been chipping away at their five-run deficit, the largest of the night with runs in the sixth and the seventh inning, but still trail by three. Yordes Valdez, the leadoff batter for Lynchburg in the frame, will take the first pitch inside for ball number one. Brian Lucas pitched a wonderful seventh inning. It was a 1-2-3 frame with a pair of groundouts. He's looking to try to find the same success here in the eighth. Hasn't been able to locate the zone yet as the 1-0 pitch misses away for ball number two. Lucas was also a call-up from FCL Red Sox in the early July, and now Valdez swings at the 2-0 pitch and fouls it back to the screen for strike number one. 2-3 night for the now Lynchburg shortstop. A double in the second, a single in the fourth. And now the 2-1 fastball called strike number two on the outside half. Lucas's strike catching 90 miles per hour. And the count is now even. Base is clear right now for the Hillcats. 2-2 pitch to Valdez, a swing and a miss as it's in the back of the glove of Roberto Mexicano for strike number three. That's Lucas's first punch out of the night, and we go back to the top of the order with Jake Fox. Fox making the move from center field towards second base for the Lynchburg Hillcats. He is greeted with the song, "What Does the Fox Say?" And you have to think that's because it's his last name, as the first pitch of breaking ball catches the inside half for the called strike number one. Maybe it rattled him in the beginning, where he went 0-2 to start off the day, but now he's really found his groove with back-to-back singles. The 0-1 pitch, another breaking ball from Lucas, another called strike. So an 0-2 count coming up for Jake Fox, who went down swinging back in the second. Lucas tries to make it happen again. The 0-2 pitch just off the plate. It could not have missed by much, but Brian Law said it's just a bit outside. Lucas had that look and saying, where's the call? When is that call coming? Because he thought he had strike number three, but now fourth pitch at the at-bat, and it got him there. Jake Fox goes down looking on the breaking ball in the bottom half of the zone. Fox isn't too happy about it as he's having a conversation with Laws as he walks away, but it's back-to-back strikeouts for Brian Lucas. So I'm guessing on that 0-2 pitch, it was just a little bit too far off the plate. But Fox might have thought the reason why it wasn't called strike three on the first one because it was too low. So Lucas follows up that strikeout with a fastball right down the middle as it's taken for strike number one by Jorge Burgos. One of one night as he will take the second pitch as it spikes in front of home plate for ball number one. Weird night for Burgos. Started off with two walks, then he finally got aboard with the base hit on the fourth, and then he walked in the sixth. So he's yet to be retired, but only a one-of-one night so far for Burgos. And here's the 1-1 pitch. Burgos will get underneath of it. Popped this up towards the left side. Paulino working out, but it will land about four rows up on the third base side for strike two. Well, tonight's action is game one of a three-game series between the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Killcats. On Saturday night, these two teams will face off right here at 6.05 p.m., and then the series will come to a close on Sunday at 5.05 p.m. 1-2 pitch. Lucas steps in, and Yorgo Burgos will pop this up, come in our direction, but will land way too short with that foul ball. And the count will stay at 1-2. Red Sox now lead on the hits category with 10 base hits compared to the Hillcats 9, but it's still a 3-run advantage for Lynchburg on the score. Here's the 1-2 pitch by Lucas. This is belted out towards right field. Lopez moves back and squeezes the glove for out number 3. It's back-to-back 1-2-3 innings by Brian Lucas. He has kept the Lynchburg Hillcats in striking distance as they are only up by 3 to the score of 9-6. The man who caught out number 3 will start off the 8th inning. It'll be Eduardo Lopez, Gilberto Mexicano, and Brian Gonzalez from when we come back in the bottom of the 8th inning on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark as Eduardo Lopez in the batter's box takes the first pitch for ball number one. New pitcher in for Lynchburg Hillcats, number 23, Miguel Vincito, as Lopez will drive the pitch out towards right field, and it will fall for a base hit. Lopez has his first base hit of the night. It's now three successful on-base appearances by Lopez, and a great way to start off the eighth inning. So for the Red Sox, that moves the tying run to the on-deck circle as Gilberto Mexicano makes his way down to the plate. And we move down back to another right-handed pitcher for the Lynchburg Hillcats. We got to see the lefty of Gervicio for a while, but now we're on down to Vincicio as Mexicano's first pitch, a slow roller by Valdez over to Fox for one, back over to first for two. It's a 6-4-3 double play, and it's back-to-back groundouts in the double plays for Gilberto Mexicano. And just like that, a good start to the inning for the Salem offense is turned into an impressive double play turned by the Hillcats again. And now two outs in the inning. So next up is Brian Gonzalez. He'll take the first pitch low and inside for ball number one. And Vincito is a 1-1 pitcher this season for the Hillcats, a 7.11 ERA, making his fifth appearance out of the bullpen as his 1-0 pitch misses the zone for ball number two. 6 1/3 innings of work for Vincito. 5 base hits allowed, 5 earned runs allowed. He's walked 3 batters and has struck out 3 as Gonzalez pops up the 2-0 pitch down the first base side and into the seats it goes. Opponent's batting average this season against the righty of Lynchburg is a .227. A 2-1 count. Number 23 of the Lynchburg Hillcats fires off-speeder that misses inside for ball number 3. So 9-6 ball game. Right now Lynchburg with a 3-run advantage over Salem. And the Red Sox find a way to get back in the battle. Here's the 3-1 pitch as Gonzalez will hack on the hitter's pitch and foul this off towards the backstop. So full count for Brian Gonzalez, who has gotten better in every at-bat tonight. Started off with a strikeout, then recorded a single in the fourth, and then a double in the sixth. Here's the payoff pitch, fired away upstairs for ball number 4, and Gonzalez is on for the third straight plate appearance, this time with the walk. So now two outs in the frame, and Carson Simas will make his way up to the plate. 0-3 night for Simas, the number 9 hitter in the order for the Salem Red Sox. A pair of groundouts in the second and then the fourth, respectively, and then a strikeout swinging in the sixth. First pitch to Simas, a swing and a foul tip off the barrel of Simas for strike number 1. So we're seeing if Carson Simas is able to get his night going in the eighth inning. A good time to do so. An attempted pickoff attempt at first base, not in time as Bartlett's tag is a little bit too late for the diving Gonzalez. Simas has watched his batting average drop to a .173 after an 0-3 start to the night. 0-1 count to Simas. A swing and a foul tip into the screen, and he drops 0-2 in the count. 9-6 ball game, Lynchburg ahead of Salem. And the first of 3 battles this weekend in the battle of 460. Gonzalez with a little lead at first base. Here's the pitch to Simas, and it got him looking on the outside corner for strike number 3. Simas goes down the plate for the second time in the row, and he's caught looking as we end the eighth inning. So the Hillcats lead 9-6 over the Salem Red Sox, and they will look at this ninth inning as an opportunity to build on their lead. They're up by 3, but they will certainly love being up by a little bit more. They'll have a new pitcher on the mound for the Salem Red Sox when we come back. Meanwhile, for the Hillcats, it's a 3-4-5 part of the order due up at Salem. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Salem Red Sox 9-6 as one last chance for the Hillcats to build on their three-run advantage as Christopher Choi will come into the game and pitch for the Salem Red Sox. 14th appearance out of the bullpen this season for Christopher Choi, and he'll start things off against Isaiah Green with a swinging strike. Choi this year with a 1-2 record with an 8.22 ERA. 15 and one-thirds innings of work. He has allowed 10 hits, 14 earned runs. Here's the 0-1 pitch, a swing and a miss by again by Green, and he drops 0-2 in the count. Choi has walked 16 opposing batters and has struck out 27, while opponents have hit 182 so far against Choi this year. Isaiah Green at the plate will ask for some time as he steps out of the batter's box. Down 0-2 in the count. He is 2 of 3 so far tonight for the Hillcats. Here's the pitch to Green, and it's a fastball that rises upstairs at 95 miles per hour. Choi has some excellent velocity on his fastball. We have seen it reach 98 miles per hour this year for the Red Sox. 1-2 pitch by Choi, another fastball at 95, but this one goes low, and the count's even at 2-2. So Green, San Quintin, and Barlett all due up for the Hillcats in the top of the ninth inning. As the throw back to the mound, got it a little away from Choi. Marcelo Meyer there for the assistance. So a new baseball given from Gilberto Mexicano. Last at bat, Green popped up to Carson Simas. And here's the 2-2 pitch to Green. A chopper towards the right side. Bonassi charging as he scoops it up, and the throw to first base is in time for the speedy Isaiah Green and out number one. So now the designated hitter and cleanup batter, Junior San Quintin, who started off the night with a 4-6-3 double play, was able to pick up a single along the way back in the fourth inning. Last time up, though, a slow roller grounder that was gunned down at first as it's a swing and a miss from San Quintin, the designated hitter, and he drops 0-1 in the count. Well, bullpen has started to get a lot better as the game went along. Tough start from Bastardo, a tough appearance from Campbell, as it's a swing and a foul ball by San Quintin as he drops 0-2 in the count. But then Lubier, who has been shaky at times this season, looked pretty solid in his few innings on the mound. And then Brian Lucas, 6 up, 6 down, the 7th and the 8th. Christopher Choi is hoping that's another 1-2-3 inning as the 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike number 3 as San Quintin goes down at the plate for the first time today. So, 2 up and 2 down for Christopher Choi and the Salem Red Sox, and now they're 1 out away from getting to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's Will Barlett standing in between them and that opportunity to try to get back in this matchup. 9-6 Lynchburg over Salem. Barlett seeking that first base hit of the day as the first pitch, a 94-mile-per-hour fastball into the zone for a called strike number one. It's been walk, pop up so far tonight for Barlett. And the 0-1 pitch just misses upstairs for ball number two. His pop ups are to Gilberto Mexicano. And one was over to the right fielder of Eduardo Lopez. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Barlett, and it's just upstairs for ball two. The Red Sox now have 11 hits tonight. Pretty good night offensively, but the situational hitting has been much better for Lynchburg as Barlett will shoot a foul ball straight into the screen down the first base side. Deuces Wild now with 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. We'll see if Choi goes to the fastball again. He fires away, and he actually went with the breaker, and Barlett did not bite. So a payoff pitch coming up for Christopher Choi against Will Barlett. Fans sticking around here at the ballpark for the post-game fireworks show. 3-2 pitch, Barlett swing and a miss. He went with the fastball at 94 miles per hour, and back-to-back punchouts by Choi make it the third straight 1-2-3 inning against the Lynchburg offense. But the Salem Red Sox need 3 runs to tie, 4 runs to win, and they will have the top of the order due up when we get back to Salem Memorial Ballpark for the bottom of the ninth inning. One last chance for the Salem Red Sox as they trail the Lynchburg Hillcats 9-6 in the bottom of the ninth inning as the Hillcats are three outs away from tying the season series against the Salem Red Sox. Edison Paulino, Brayer Bonassi, Marcelo Meyer with the top of the order to lead things off as Vincito back in for another inning of work and fires a first pitch called strike. As Paulino in the second pitch, a hard grounder to the right side. Fox on the glove side and the throw over to first in time for out number one. Paulino now drops to 1-5 today. After a rather promising start, Paulino has been retired in four consecutive at-bats. And now we move down to Brayer Bonassi, who has not gone yard yet this season, but if he were able to, he would complete the cycle for the Salem Red Sox as the first pitch just off the plate for ball number one. And Cito is looking to try to get the save here for the Hillcats. The 1-0 pitch, and Bonassi rips this out towards deep center field. Moving back as in tunes, and he makes the catch at the track for out number two. One of another excellent hit balls tonight by Brayer Bonassi. But that one was caught into the glove of the center fielder of Antunes for out number two. So two up, two down for Lynchburg in the bottom of the ninth inning. Bringing up Marcelo Meyer, the last chance for the Salem Red Sox. He will swing and miss for strike number one. He has gone down the plate in his last two at-bats for the Salem Red Sox. Strikeout swing in the fifth and a strikeout looking in the seventh. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Meyer. It's off the plate for ball number one. So the Hillcats lead 9-6, and well, Salem is at the last chance right now. Lynchburg has recorded 26 outs today as the pitch is spiked into the dirt for ball number two. Well, Meyer played really well against this Lynchburg Hillcats side in their last six-game series out of Bank of the James Stadium. A 4.12 batting average is a 2-1 pitch to Meyer, a swing and a miss. Powerful swing through by Meyer, but he missed it all for strike number two. So Marcelo Meyer and the Salem Red Sox are down to the last strike. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and a 9-6 Lynchburg lead. Vincito fires in, and Meyer will pop this up towards the left field side, and it goes into the seats. And we'll have another 2-2 pitch coming up. Picked up an RBI triple back in the first inning. And since then, he's been retired in three straight at-bats. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it's high inside for ball number three. Some of my words right there, a fastball coming in hot. Started off high, dipped in low. And Meyer almost was hit with the baseball. But he's able to avoid it, and the count is at 3-2. Vincito will step and deliver. Meyer will let this one go low and inside for ball four. And Meyer will get a free pass with two outs. So the game stays alive. And Meyer gets aboard for the second time today. And Blaze Jordan, who doubled his last time up for the Salem Red Sox, will come to bat once again. 1-4 so far today for Blaze Jordan. That double in the seventh inning made this the 9-6 score that it is. And with Marcelo Meyer walking on, it moves that tying run from in the hole into on deck. Right now in the form of Tyler Miller, but one at bat at a time, folks. First pitch to Blaze Jordan is fouled off the end of the barrel as it rolls past Miller. And Jordan starts off the night with a strikeout looking, a ground down to a fielder's choice, and then a strikeout swinging. But he put that all beside him as he picked up his 46th RBI of the season with a double deep out towards right center field. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Jordan, the breaking ball just off the plate for ball one. Lynchburg started off this game hot. At one point, an 8-4 lead, but their offense has gone quiet as the game has gone on, but their pitching has held them in the contest. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Jordan, a swing and a miss for strike number two, and the cleanup hitter of the Salem Red Sox is down to his last strike. Marcelo Meyer, a little lead at first base, but Will Barlett is not covering the bag. All focus on the batter of Blaze Jordan. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Jordan, and he will reach out and foul this back into the netting. And number 24 for the Red Sox stays alive. Meyer is not going to be overly aggressive on the base paths. You would hate for the last out of the game to be caught stealing. So you probably only see him running when there's a hit, as Blaze Jordan senses down the right field line. This is hooking, and it goes foul. A few feet to the right of that right field foul line, and what could have been another RBI for Blaze Jordan is just instead another foul ball. Tough break for Jordan and the Red Sox. That was hooking the whole way down, and every Red Sox fan in the stadium was just holding on to their breath, hoping that the hooking wouldn't be too much on where it landed. So we will redo the 1-2 count. Pitch on the way to Jordan, and this one is inside for ball two. Excellent take from Blaze Jordan. And the Red Sox here in the ninth inning have had to rely on a pair of 19-year-olds to try to get through this hurdle. Meyer was able to walk on, and now Blaze Jordan, and a pretty solid at-bat. 2-2 count to Jordan. He will pop this up. It will go straight back just to our left. But the good news for Jordan is that he will stay alive as it lands in the seats. Well, Jordan had a 10-pitch at-bat earlier in the game. You can now make it pitch number 8 coming up between Vincentio and Blaze Jordan. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Jordan, and a swing and a miss for strike number 3. And Jordan is retired for the third time today at the plate. And that will end the ball game as the Lynchburg Hillcats come into Salem Memorial Ballpark and defeat their 460 rivals, the Salem Red Sox, by the final score of 9-6. For Lynchburg, that moves their second half record to 9-13 on the season, while the Salem Red Sox drop back to 500 in the second half with 11 wins and 11 losses. Well, in the short three-game series, it's just the start to what could be a wonderful series, but another highly contested game between these two sides. We have seen it all this year between Salem and Lynchburg, and with only two more meetings between these two sides, Salem and Lynchburg trying to find a way to win the season series over their bitter rivals. Well, Lynchburg moved into a better position tonight with a 9-6 final score. And now we will see how the Salem Red Sox are able to conquer the rest of the weekend here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Tonight, it was a good start by the Salem Red Sox on the offensive side. But then, the Lynchburg Hillcats discovered their identity in the later innings, including a 5-run top of the second inning and a 3-run top of the fourth inning. And at that point, Lynchburg had created enough distance between themselves and the Red Sox to really sit comfortably in the night. But I'll tell you this, Lynchburg did not look strong in the last three innings of the game as they went 1-2-3 innings with two great innings from Brian Lucas. And then a good job to close the deal by Christopher Choi, as the fireworks show just beginning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Had to close the window so we can go over the highlights together on MILB.TV. They get quite loud here in Southwest Virginia. So a 9-6 final score as the Lynchburg Hillcats are able to take down the Salem Red Sox. And a good effort from the offensive side from both sides. Remember, Salem actually out-hit the Lynchburg Hillcats today. They collected 11 hits, while the Hillcats were only able to get 9 hits. But the situational hitting is what made the difference today. Lynchburg able to find him at the right time, and they're able to come through in that 5-run second inning and that 3-run fourth inning to win the ball game. And Salem did not give up in the fight in this one, and as the night went along, the pitchers only got better for the Salem Red Sox side. As we take this time before we dive into the highlights to take a look at a little bit around the scores today. Good night in the Carolina League indeed. as we are one of the first games to go final, as we will jump into the highlights right here instead. So started off today with some great base running by the Salem Red Sox. Brandon Bonassi steals towards second, which gives the green light for Paulino to score the game's opening run. And then Marcelo Meyer, a deep drive out towards right center field, bangs off the Chick-fil-A sign, and Brandon Bonassi able to score. But then it was all Lynchburg in the top of the second inning. The double down the line is able to score. Richard Paz on an incredible play. And then later on, Isaiah Green goes opposite field right over Brian Gonzalez's glove to score a run as well. And then a double steal attempt can't be done for the Lynchburg Hillcats as Brandon Bonassi guns it home. And then later on, the Hillcats able to add a little bit more runs as Carson Simas jumps in and tries to make a throw towards home. But Yordes Valdez able to score easily. But the Red Sox did not give up. Here's a double by Brian Gonzalez to score Tyler Miller to make it a 9-5 ball game. And then Brandon Bonassi able to collect another extra base hit. It was his second of the night. This triple off the Union Home Mortgage sign out in right center field slides in safe for the triple. And then Blaze Jordan able to get his first base hit of the night. A double down the right center field is able to score Brandon Bonassi to make it a 9-6 ball game. But the Lynchburg Hillcats are victorious in this battle as they win it 9-6 over the Salem Red Sox. And that will do from our Friday night here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. But we'll get you those Carolina League scores that we promised to you. Games that have gone final across the league. Fayetteville has defeated Kannapolis by the final score of 10-5. Augusta takes down Columbia 6-3. And Charleston defeats Myrtle Beach 3-2. A big win for the River Dogs out there in Charleston, South Carolina. With that result, they snap the four-game winning streak by the Myrtle Beach Pelicans and now have the longest winning streak in the Carolina League of three straight wins. Some games are still not final. The Down East Ducks lead the Carolina Mudcats 12-7 as that game is in the bottom of the ninth inning, so the Ducks need five more outs to grab another crucial win to separate the gap between themselves and the Salem Red Sox for second and third, and they might even close on in on the Fredericksburg Nationals, but that game is 5-5 in the bottom of the ninth inning. So it was a hot start by the Salem Red Sox, but then the Lynchburg Hillcats were able to turn it around and scored eight of the next nine runs in the contest. At that point, they were in a pretty comfortable lead, and they held on to it all night long as their pitching was just good enough to get the job done when it needed to. Defense also incredible tonight from both sides. I think we had four double plays by both teams combined, two by the Red Sox, two by the Hillcats. The Red Sox came earlier in the contest. The Hillcats came later in the game as well, including two times off the bat of Gilberto Mexicano, one coming in the sixth and one coming in the eighth. So the final score, the Lynchburg Hillcats win the battle 9-6 over the Salem Red Sox. The season series is now tied at 11 apiece, but the Lynchburg Hillcats win this series opener today with the final score of this being 9-6. My name is Andy Losey. We thank you so much for joining us on this Friday night at Salem Memorial Ballpark. These two sides will be back together tomorrow night. That will be Saturday at 6:05 p.m. Big night here at the ballpark. It's Grateful Dead night and also Bark in the Park night on what should be another clear Saturday. Looks good for baseball. Could be another hot one for the Red Sox and the Hillcats, but we won't know until that time comes. Until then, we hope you have a wonderful rest of your Friday night and a wonderful Saturday. We'll talk to you again tomorrow from Salem Memorial Ballpark for Game 2 of 3 between the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats. This will do on the Friday night. The Salem Red Sox win, lose 9-6 to the Lynchburg Hillcats. Hillcats victorious to open up the series.